February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
I am locked and loaded with ample amounts of very pressing program material we must get to. Can you even say locked and loaded now on the air? That's politically incorrect, isn't it? Too damn bad. We're not politically correct in any way, shape, or form here on the Cigar Dave Show. But as I look across my giant glass desk here at Command Center Alpha, I am loaded. I could probably go 6 hours today. In fact, we were scheduled to have a guest. I put the kibosh on it. Nixed it. Way too much to get to, including Kate Smith, that beloved patriotic American under attack, under siege. We as cigar connoisseurs under a siege. As I look around here on my desk, I've got one more important story than the other. We will get to as many things as we can today, so no delay. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw political correctness. As always, your global five-star general and Alpha male in chief, front and center, as I mentioned, Command Center Alpha in the Cigar City of Tampa. As always, be sure to follow me. Social media, go to CigarDave.com. Upper right-hand corner, you'll see the links to all the social media feeds. Twitter, at Cigar Dave Show, is the handle. First up, Sergeant Steve, let me ask you, how did you sleep last night?
Not too good. I kind of tossed and turned a lot.
Ooh, not good, Sergeant Steve. This is very, very bad. Clearly, you did not have any horizontal pleasure maneuvers last night, because had you had them, you would have gotten a perfect night of sleep. Slept like a baby. Because researchers at Central Queensland University surveyed 800 men and women about their sex lives. New study saying that banging, stupping before bed improves overall sleep quality. They found that for 59% of women, 68% of men, pleasure maneuvers before lights out help them sleep very, very sound. But here's the kicker. Climaxing, happy ending, very, very important. Pleasurable ending, very key. They found that 68% of women, 74% of men that ended up with happy ending, pleasurable ending, got a much higher proportion of better sleep. So the key is, it's not just about men getting happy ending. You must please your dames, or in my case, the harem, as well. Because 91% of men had happy ending, 64% of women. And they have found a correlation between happy ending and a good night's sleep. So, Sergeant Steve, I slept magnificently last night, out cold. But then again, when you have to pleasure the harem and vice versa, no problem. So my advice to all of you alpha males that are out there, you want a good night's sleep? Have your harem of one, your harem of two, your harem of 32 ready to pleasure you. And also, reciprocate too. You want them to have happy ending as well. All right, I am quite incensed. I am under extremely hot under the collar because what has transpired with Kate Smith?
The enemies of pleasure are on the attack. The assault is underway. They're after your cigars, sodas, snacks, coffee, meat, and the alpha male way of life. Stand by as the general has our marching orders.
Kate Smith, an American treasure, sung over 3,200 songs in her illustrious career. By now you know that the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Flyers have dumped Kate Smith's God Bless America because there are allegations, but there were apparently two racist songs that she sang in the 1930s. Kate Smith, one of America's biggest stars, singers during the early 20th century. No ifs, ands, or buts. Most famous, without any question, for singing God Bless America. In fact, the song was written for her. Very, very active, very patriotic, very active in raising funds during World War II. Great picture of her with an inscription on the side of a missile. And I think it says, to the Japanese or the Germans, love Kate. So very, very patriotic. Did a lot for raising money for war bonds. God Bless America, sung for years and years and years and years. We play it, and we're not going to stop playing it. I'm going to say that right now. But apparently somebody, after this song has been played with the Yankees since 2001 during the seventh inning stretch after 9/11, and the Philadelphia Flyers going back to the late 60s, all of a sudden they discovered two songs which had racist lyrics. Now, one of the songs is her 1931 rendition of That's Why Darkies Were Born. But here's a little interesting subnote, subplot to that particular song. It was written for the 1931 Broadway review George White's Scandals and was a satire of white supremacists at the time. Not only did Kate Smith record that song, but so did Paul Robeson, a well-known actor and civil rights activist whose father, by the way, who's black, whose father was a runaway slave. He also recorded the song. Now, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. The lyrics, when you look at them, makes you cringe. But it was done at the time as a satire. Now, we can go back and say, look, something that we may have said 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 2 years ago, may no longer be appropriate today. Do we cast everything, every work that somebody's done because they've used terms? I got news for you. The term African-American in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. People may look back and say, my God, can you believe people actually said that? Blacks many years ago were referred to as Negroes. When you look at the name of NAACP, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Now, would I go up to somebody and say, oh, they're a colored person? Not really. But 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, that was the terminology. Now, in 20 years, there could be somebody that says, African-Americans, very, very racist. Do we then go back and pull down statues or the names of schools of anybody that used that term? And again, do a little research. The Yankees and Philadelphia Flyers, I don't know who brought this to their attention, but if the president of the Yankees or the president of the Flyers or the owner, which is Spectrum Comcast of the Flyers, if anybody had any NAD, a modicum of a NADSAC, they would say, look, what she did, what she sang in the 1930s, one of the songs was a satire against white supremacists. The lyrics, we wouldn't sing those today. Nobody would. Another song that she sang back in the early 30s, same thing. Does that make her a racist? In fact, her family has come out, they're very upset, saying our Aunt Kate was open to everybody, didn't discriminate against anyone. Now, don't you think we would have heard if Kate Smith was a racist 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago? Not a peep. But now all of a sudden, Kate Smith is the enemy. Kate Smith is evil. Two songs, one of which, again, is an absolute parody, a satire against white supremacists. She sang 3,200 songs recorded in her career. Now all of a sudden they're making a case out of two songs out of 3,200? Her niece said, and I quote, Aunt Catherine really did not see color. She didn't see a person's color. She was very in tune with a person's character. I've always thought that was a model, to not see a person's color but to see their character. And this is why I'm incredibly sad. Kate Smith, known as the Songbird of the South, died in 1986 at the age of 79. No question, God Bless America, her most famous work. And it started, really got famous with sports in the 1960s. Actually, the exact date, December 11, 1969, it was decided by Lou Sheinfeld, who was the president of the Philadelphia Flyers at the time, who had a great op-ed in the Philadelphia Inquirer earlier this week, basically saying that the ruckus that two songs she recorded in the 1930s considered racist, the PC police have struck again, and that what the Flyers did, a gutless decision. He played the song December 11th, 1969, and the reason that he played it, because a growing number of Philadelphia Flyers fans displayed a lack of respect during the playing of the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. The nation was divided over the Vietnam War, a lot of racist, racial unrest. Many Flyers fans were apathetic. They were rude. They were sitting, chatting, eating, not removing hats. So he said, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to shake things up. So he decided to get one of Kate Smith's original recordings. He found it at a record store. They were playing the powerful Toronto Maple Leafs that night. He gave word to the sound booth to shake it up, and all of a sudden the PA announcer said, ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise, join in singing Kate Smith's recording of God Bless America. And Sheinfeld said the entire arena fell under a hush. Silence, followed by a growing buzz. But by the time Kate Smith's amazing voice hit the big high note, the crowd was enchanted. And ever since then, when they won that game, they played God Bless America. The fans had respect at that time. And all of a sudden, the Flyers won. They started playing that song, God Bless America, a handful of times. 21 times over the first three seasons, mostly at a key game. The Flyers won 19 of those 21 games, tied one, and lost only once. And they had a dismal record at the time. And then they decided during the playoffs, I think it was 1973, that they would start, or earlier that season, they would start playing the Kate Smith's God Bless America before every game. And then within a couple of years, Kate Smith sang it live before an adoring crowd. But now all of a sudden, Kate Smith is a pariah. Instead of somebody saying, look, there were 3,200 songs that Kate Smith recorded, we disagree with the lyrics. One of them, again, was a satirical play to expose white supremacists and racists at the time. The other one recorded before that, no question. Questionable lyrics. We wouldn't use them today. But to destroy and demonize a woman's character, a woman's career, over one song, really out of 3,200, is beyond asinine. Beyond absurd. And not only have the Philadelphia Flyers decided to stop playing God Bless America before every game, They initially covered her statue, which was erected, I want to say after the team, I believe, won the, I think after she passed away, they put up a statue, a bronze statue outside of the arena. Not only did they cover it up, looked like she was wearing a full head-to-toe, you know, burqa, they decided to remove the statue. Comcast, NBC, Universal, who owns the Philadelphia Flyers, whoever made that decision, I don't care if it was Brian Roberts, the chairman and CEO, or a lower executive, complete, wussified, beta, nadless males. If it were me, I would say, look, those were really two, but really one song out of 3,200. Do we agree with that song? No, but it was done back in the late 20s, early 30s. But to castigate Kate Smith over a life of work, a body of work, we're not going to do that. Nobody's made a big deal out of it for the last, since 1970, almost 40 years, 69. Nobody's had a problem with it, 50 years. But now all of a sudden, somebody discovers this, miraculously discovers this. Now let's take a look at another modern day example. Do we all of a sudden, in 5 years or 10 years, do we decide that when a civil standard changes, if somebody uses a specific language or conducts themselves in a reasonable manner in a certain time period, but 5 years later, 20 years later, the standard changes, do we all of a sudden go back and say, because that person used questionable language back then, which wasn't questionable then, but it is today, we are now going to eliminate their entire body of work, every single building or street named after them, we're going to take the name down from the school and from the streets, because the standard is different today. We can play that game for the next 10,000 years. And let me give you a perfect example. Martin Luther King Jr., MLK, that bastion of civil rights, which nobody would disagree with. MLK had a dream, but he didn't have a dream for gay people, for the LGBTQVMLOPZAC, add another letter. Because Martin Luther King's views on homosexuality, not considered politically correct by 2019 standards. MLK was a Baptist preacher, believed in the biblical view of marriage. One man, one dame. But wait, as Ron Popeil would say, there's more. Martin Luther King Jr. also believed that homosexuality, I'm trying to do my Southern pastor, reverend impression, homosexuality was a mental disorder. That's right, MLK, who everybody puts in high esteem, a great civil rights leader, that famous speech back in the 1963 March on Washington, D.C., in August of 63, I have a dream speech. Well, he had a dream for civil rights, but Martin Luther King did not have a dream for homosexuality rights and equality. I have pulled a letter taken from his archives at the MLK Jr. Research and Educational Institute at Stanford University, a personal correspondence that Dr. Martin Luther King had with someone. It is called Letter Number 3, taken from a collection called Advice for Living. And I'm going to tell you exactly the question that was posed to MLK and his answer. And you tell me. You tell me after hearing this if MLK would survive the scrutiny in 2019 on his views of homosexuality. Question. My problem is different from the ones most people have. I'm a boy, but I feel about boys the way I ought to feel about girls. I don't want my parents to know about me. What can I do? Is there any place where I can go for help? Here's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s reply. Your problem is not at all an uncommon one. However, it does require careful attention. The type of feeling that you have toward boys is probably not an innate tendency, but something that has been culturally acquired. Your reasons for adopting this habit have now been consciously suppressed or unconsciously repressed. Therefore, it is necessary to deal with this problem by getting back to some of the experiences and circumstances that led to the habit. In order to do this, I would suggest that you see a good psychiatrist who can assist you in bringing to the forefront of conscious all of those experiences and circumstances that led to the habit. You're already on the right road toward a solution since you honestly recognize the problem and have a desire to solve it. So, according to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., homosexuality is a mental disorder with a solution that can be acquired by seeing a psychiatrist. And those willing to recognize this can get on the right road and solve it. Now, I ask you this after discovering this. Should we not take down his name from the thousands and thousands of streets across the United States? There's a Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Tampa. There's MLK Boulevards in every city. MLK Highway, MLK Road, MLK Street, MLK Drive. Do we take all those down? How about all the schools named after Dr. Martin Luther King? Do we now go back and say all of those schools, because Dr. Martin Luther King's views on homosexuality back in the 1960s, 50s, and 60s are not congruous with what the views are in 2019, we must go back. We must go back and remove every statue of him, every bust of him, the name of his name off of every school, off of every road. I'm asking you all, should we do that? Does that make sense to you? The answer is, of course not. It's ludicrous. He had a different view. Now, views change. People change. Social norms and acceptable things change. I remind you that at one time, getting divorced, oh my goodness, you're a divorcee. It was frowned upon. It was looked as you were a pariah in your community. Today, divorce, what's the big deal? My point being is we can go back in time. Go back 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, 150 years. Those Confederate statues, I'm not a Confederate. I'm a Northerner originally. I don't believe in slavery, never have. My people left slavery in Egypt. They celebrated Passover. So all familiar with slavery. Do I in any way, shape, or form say at one time America should have had slavery? Hell to the no. But do I believe in removing all those Confederate statues? No, because it's a part of our history. Kate Smith, one song out of 3,200. No question, the lyrics were racist by today's standards, even back then. But again, times have changed. To castigate her, to blemish her, is unacceptable. God bless America, Kate. We're going to play her when we come back.
The April selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the Hoyo La Amistad Sampler, including the Hoyo La Amistad Silver. This full-bodied sequel to the Hoyo La Amistad is crafted entirely with Habano seed tobaccos and using some of the oldest Cuban methods. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. North State Now is brought to you by Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
To life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. It's the General Cigar Dave.
Well, as I mentioned to you, we are going to continue playing God Bless America and Kate Smith. We will not succumb to the BS political correctness. We're not the lame-ass Philadelphia Flyers or New York Yankees, whose bosses basically are beta, wussified pusses with no knapsack whatsoever. So I ask you to rise. I don't even have to ask you to remove your cap because I know every alpha listening to us will automatically do that. And let's listen to the wonderful rendition of God Bless America sung by the great and patriotic Kate Smith.
From the mountains.
God bless America, and God bless the great Kate Smith. We will continue playing God Bless America on the Cigar Dave Show in perpetuity. We will not succumb to the lame-ass political correctness movement. And before we get into litation, let me give you just a quick primer about God Bless America. Written by Irving Berlin during World War I in 1918, revised by him in the run-up to World War II in 1938, Kate Smith, her signature song, nobody, and I mean nobody, has ever sung God Bless America like Kate Smith. And when Celine Dion recorded it after the 9/11 attacks, a French-Canadian, I was outraged. Celine Dion, first of all, is no Kate Smith. That's first. Second of all, I don't need a French-Canadian performing God Bless America. You want to perform God Bless Quebec or God Bless Canada? Sweetheart, be my guest. But there's only one person that is entitled to record God Bless America and have it sung at public performances, and that is Kate Smith. We're going to play God Bless America at the conclusion of today's show in support of Kate Smith. And to show those enemies of speech, those members of the PC police, that we will be under term. We're not going to judge Kate Smith on one song out of 3,200. Not going to happen. Just like we would not judge MLK for his views on homosexuality back in the 1950s and 60s, using it by a 2019 standard. Not acceptable, not going to happen. Giant Nads of Steel with his five-star, as opposed to all those other wussified betas that rolled and caved. Dumb decision. All right, I am now ready, front and center, to enjoy a fine cigar and a great libation.
With an unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy, it's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
Well, the April 2019 Officers Club selection has been shipped. Most everybody should be receiving or have received it by now. It was sent out Tuesday by priority mail, so most every member should have had it by yesterday. Today at the latest, if you're living in Hawaii or Alaska. And it is the Hoya La Amistad Vertical Sampler. La Amistad means the friendship, from Spanish to English. A unique collaboration, Nicaraguan collaboration, between General Cigar Company and A.J. Fernandez down in Nicaragua. The Hoya La Amistad collection, all full-bodied cigar, each blend slightly different palate, taste, and feel. There is the Hoya La Amistad Gold, the Hoya La Amistad Silver, and the Hoya La Amistad Black. The gold was the original, first release in the Hoya La Amistad series, encased in a lush Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, Nicaraguan binder, and a four-region Nicaraguan filler blend. Filler from the Esteli, Ometepe, Condega, and Jalapa regions of Nicaragua. It is indeed a beautiful cigar. Now, every single one of these Hoya La Amistads are full-flavored, but every one is just a little bit unique. Full-bodied, nice and spicy, lush taste, not going to blow you away. A lot of flavor, full-bodied, but it's not going to be harsh in any way, shape, or form. Silver, a little bit different, a little bit more spicy mocha-like notes, and the black features a dark, oily Ecuadorian Oscuro wrapper. It is a spicy firecracker within the Hoya La Amistad portfolio, major bold taste. But I have the Hoya La Amistad Gold. I've got the Robusto in front of me. I'll take it out of the cellophane wrapper here. Has a beautiful white and red modern adaptation of the Hoya band. Almost looks like the Cuban Hoya de Monterrey band, a little bit different, and it's got A.J. Fernandez as a secondary band, gold, red, and white, very elegant. Oh, this Ecuadorian Habano wrapper, nice caramel brown color, Colorado in color, wonderful aroma. $8, suggested retail, beautiful cigar. My cigar of choice today, the Hoya La Amistad Gold, part of the April 2019 Officers Club selection, featuring the Hoyle Amistad vertical sampler.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I have just pulled out my self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine. In fact, it is super sharp. Would not want to stick my finger in this thing. But a great cutter. In fact, this particular cutter was given to me by Kaizad Hansodia of Gurkha Cigars. Beautiful Gurkha design. Very, very nice. Got multiple cutters. And he said, General, I think you're going to enjoy this. So take it. See what you think. Love it. Very, very nice cutter. Everything Kaizad makes at Gurkha, between the cigars, accessories, humidors, carrying cases, top shelf, and this cutter, ultra thin, but very, very ultra elegant.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
Well, I've got the welder's torch from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories. Giant welding flame, big tank. Again, you could weld steel with this thing, but don't. Use this for your cigars. That's what I will use today on my Hoyle Amistad Gold.
Cigar pre-lightation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, perfect cut. Man, is this thing sharp. Outstanding. Let me now take my Cigar Dave R&D Litation Blowtorch. Welder's torch, actually. Listen to that. Listen to that flame. Man, oh, man. Magnificent. Toasting the foot of the cigar. I want the wrapper to toast first. Then we'll get to the binder and the filler. Very, very nice. My time, no rush, no rush. Beautiful. Now I'm going to puff and rotate. Oh, yeah. Very, very nice. Taking my time. Fantastic. Very, very nice. All right. Blow on the foot of this cigar. Oh, needs just a little touch on the southeastern quadrant of the foot of this cigar. Outstanding. We are ready to go. Great draw. Definite some bold, spicy notes on here. But the Ecuadorian Habano wrapper gives it almost like a nutty type of complexion. A lot of flavor. Just one more touch up here. Very nice. And I have selected the perfect accoutrement for this full-bodied Hoyle Amistad Gold cigar.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer. Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Well, I have just poured a glass of beer from a craft brewery in Munster, Indiana. Munster, also known as Funster, Indiana. Quite the town. In northwest Indiana, just about 30 miles south of Chicago, bedroom community to Chicago. And this is the Three Floyds Alpha King Pale Ale. Now, I happened to be in Chicago and Munster, Indiana last week for the Passover holiday, visiting Cigar Aunt Trudy and the Cigar Cousins. And so Cigar Cousin Daryl said, we got to go to this craft brewery, but if we don't have time, we got to pick up this one beer. You're going to like it. It fits right in with the show. Three Floyds Alpha King Pale Ale. Now, as soon as I saw Alpha King, I knew I had to buy it. Three Floyds, named after three members of the Floyd family. They started their brewery in Indiana back in 1996 with just a few hundred bucks, a five-barrel Frankenstein wok-burner-fired brew kettle, some repurposed open Swiss cheese fermenters, and an old Canfield's Cola tank. But they started growing, and all of their beers strictly adhere to the German beer purity law. So they have been very successful, opened up a very nice brewery, and now they've got a ton of different beers that come out. They've got some seasonals, some year-round. This is part of their year-round. So this Alpha King Ale, Pale Ale.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Your comfort and privacy is important, and products installed by Blindsided will improve the quality of life in your home. Enjoy the convenience of remote control power shades, blinds, or the elegant look of plantation shutters with expert installation. Comfort, privacy, and elegance in your home with expert craftsmanship from Blindsided. Call Bill today for an estimate at 945-3969. That's 945-3969.
On the front of it, but it had Alpha King and his alpha males. We love everything alpha. So therefore, I figured I would try it. And this Alpha King Three Floyds Pale Ale, very, very nice from the Three Floyds Craft Brewery, Munster, Indiana. Very pleasant. I have my cigar lit. I'll take a puff. And one more sip. Absolutely outstanding. Now, as I said to you, I am loaded with content today. No guests. I am loaded. I've got umpteen diatribes. In the next hour, I'm going to get to the pressure to raise the tobacco purchase age from 18 to 21. Mitch McConnell. Talk about another beta NADLA sack of garbage. A Republican. Another one that I can't stand. He's another fraud and phony. But I'll tell you the backstory. Why he is supporting a Senate bill to raise the tobacco purchase age to 21. There's always more to the story, my fellow alphas, fellow lieutenants. And also, I'm going to tell you, I am sickened by the NCAA. Something they did to a football player wanting to transfer from Coastal Carolina, a lineman, to Virginia Tech, Brock Hoffman. And I'll tell you what the NCAA did. Meanwhile, coaches can move wherever the hell they want, sign big deals, sign a contract today, move tomorrow. It is unbelievable. Boeing, under attack again, have issues now with their 787 being built in their Charleston, South Carolina factory. We are loaded, tons of stuff to get to today. We will continue around the corner.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club is the premier opportunity for you to experience fantastic cigars shipped to you every month. A beautiful variety of cigars, whether it's mild, medium, full from various countries. And the April 2019 Officers Club selection is loaded with full-bodied flavor. We are featuring the Hoyo La Amistad Vertical Sampler. La Amistad, or the Friendship, translated from Spanish to English, is a unique Nicaraguan collaboration between General Cigar and A.J. Fernandez. Three great cigars, all full body, the Hoya La Amistad Gold, the Hoya La Amistad Silver, and the Hoya La Amistad Black, all full flavored, all uniquely different. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club today and get great cigars delivered to you like the Hoya La Amistad Vertical Sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Join now the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just 1 more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. America's Alpha Male with Nads of Steel. The General, Cigar Dave.
I'm going to take a listen to this El Pampero while I take a few puffs here at my Hoya La Amistad. Chico and the Gypsies. We play the Gypsy Kings, and actually Chico was one of the original Gypsy Kings and went on his own, and they are every bit as good, if not better, than the Gypsy Kings. And by the way, for those of you, I've talked about the Gypsy Kings over a number of years on the show. I've been to many of their concerts, and they're touring again, but about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, I went to one of their concerts here in St. Petersburg, and it wasn't the Gypsy Kings. There was maybe one or two of the original Gypsy Kings. Now they've got their kids in there, not as good. So if you see it advertised, the original Gypsy Kings not touring, don't waste your time, don't waste your money. What I would do is go buy all the Gypsy King CDs, or go on Amazon, or go on Spotify or Apple Music. Do it that way. Just download their songs, play it. Not the same. All right, Dabo Swinney. Dabo Swinney, the head coach of Clemson, this week signs a 10-year, $93 million contract running through 2028 to stay as the head coach at Clemson. Now, there's a buyout clause, $4 million for the first 2 years, a $2 million extra kicker. If he wants to leave, if he goes to Alabama, he wants to leave tomorrow. For example, if USC says, we want to hire Dabo Swinney, he can go. Either he or the school that hires him pays a $4 million kicker, or if it's Alabama, it's a $6 million buyout. Coaches can go wherever the hell they want. We have indentured servitude, indentured slavery in the NCAA, and I'll give you a perfect example. Talk about the numbskulls, the absolute schmucks, dumbass spamutzes at the NCAA headquarters in Indianapolis. Brock Hoffman, a lineman at Coastal Carolina University, applied for a medical family hardship waiver in March to transfer to Virginia Tech and gain immediate eligibility at Virginia Tech without having to sit out a year. So he followed everything. They went through the waivers, the compliance department with Virginia Tech. And the reason he wanted to come closer to home is because Hoffman's mother, Stephanie Hoffman, had surgery to remove an acoustic neuroma, a non-cancerous brain tumor, in early 2017. His mother lives in Statesville, North Carolina. His mother still suffers from lingering side effects, including facial paralysis on the left side, hearing loss, impaired eyesight. Now, I ask you, common sense. The man's mother had a brain tumor, surgically removed, still has the lingering effects. Son wants to be closer to his mother. Play at Virginia Tech. Nobody had a problem. Coastal Carolina didn't. Virginia Tech. However, the NCAA did, because they said, because that there's a 100-mile exclusion, that therefore he's, I think, within 5 miles of the 100 miles, so they are going to deny it. What a bunch of heartless sacks of garbage sons of bitches sit in the NCAA while the colleges and the universities make millions and millions and zillions, as Bernard Sanders would say, off the backs of these students. They have the chutzpah to deny a medical hardship. Screw the NCAA. Do the right thing, NCAA.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has once again defended and affirmed the constitutional right of a street evangelist to proclaim the gospel in a public location. You see, PJI's Washington State attorney, Jorge Ramos, successfully defended this street preacher in Kennewick, Washington, who had been criminally charged with violating a noise ordinance. Our client's alleged crime? Proclaiming the gospel and defending life in front of a Planned Parenthood abortion mill. This is another big win for free speech, because the judge threw out the case. Visit PJI.org and download our free guide to public preaching.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Southern California synagogue may also be a suspect in setting a fire in an area mosque last month.
Lisa arrested the teen shortly after, they say, he walked into a Poway congregation and opened fire, killing one person, wounding three others. Poway is about 20 miles outside of San Diego. A UN panel overseeing compensation claims by countries and organizations affected by Iraq's war or Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990-91 says it's paid out $240 million to the Gulf States National Oil Company.
The United Nations Compensation Commission says the latest tranche brings to $48.3 billion the amount it has paid out since 2005. Iraq must currently set aside 1.5% of its oil export sales for the compensation fund. The panel has approved 1.5 million claims brought by over 100 governments and international organizations, with all but one fully paid out.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The remaining claim, which includes the latest payment, comes from the Kuwait Petroleum Corporation. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media, we don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst ratings. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest-rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
During a visit to one of two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, where a gunman opened fire, killing 50 people and injuring 50 others recently, Britain's Prince William yesterday said hate would not divide people.
A terrorist attempted to sow division and hatred in a place that stands for togetherness and selflessness. He thought he could redefine what this place was. I'm here to help you show the world that he failed.
The Duke of Cambridge told about 100 people at the mosque, including survivors of the shootings, that New Zealanders' reaction to the attacks was a shining example to the rest of the world. William also visited the other mosque targeted in the attacks and met with some of those recovering from wounds at a local hospital. You can always check out breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. In New York, the Archdiocese says at least 120 priests accused of sexually abusing a child or possessing child pornography have worked there for over decades.
The nation's second largest archdiocese released a list of names Friday that includes bishops, high school teachers, a scouting chaplain, and a notorious cardinal who was defrocked earlier this year. The list follows more than 120 such disclosures from other dioceses around the country. As the church reckons with demands for transparency about abuse by clergy, Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he realizes the shame that has come upon our church due to the sexual abuse of minors. Patrick Foss reporting.
Elon Musk and U.S. securities regulators have settled their dispute over the Tesla CEO's tweets, with Musk agreeing to having his future communications regarding the electric car makers pre-approved by a company-employed expert. A judge must be approving the deal. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, I can tell you, as I puff on my Hoya Amistad Gold, full-flavored, a little nuttiness, nice spice, tad bit of sweetness, very pleasant. Let me take a sip of my Three Floyds Alpha King Pale Ale from the craft brewery in Munster, Indiana. Tasty. Very, very delicious. And I am reclining back in my very comfortable custom-made leather executive chair fit for the Global Five-Star General and Alpha Male in Chief that is embroidered with the five stars of my rank. And wherever you may be, as the weather gets better, I hope you're enjoying a cigar. I hope you're enjoying your libation, enjoying your harem. They're giving you plenty of happy endings, and you have some sort of dead animal meat product on your grill. Speaking of meat, as I mentioned earlier in the show, I was up last week with Cigar Mother Piera visiting Cigar Aunt Trudy and the Cigar Cousins up in the Chicago area, Munster, Indiana, to be specific. And Cigar Aunt Trudy, on two of the nights, said, I'm going to make a rib roast. She picks up this rib roast. I've never seen a rib roast before. I've had prime rib, but I've never seen it. And she went and said, I got an 8-pound rib roast. I'm going to make it in the oven. And so she shows me how to prepare it, because I said, oh, this is interesting. Very easy. We called, of course, Colonel Ange just to get a couple of pointers, because Colonel Ange, the absolute global expert when it comes to any sort of delicacy meat cooking product. So she puts this little glaze on it. I took copious notes. Puts it on a rib roast pan. It comes usually with your oven. And you put it on a rack, and then you put it on the pan. You stick it in the oven. Now, you preheat the oven. I think she had it 450 for about 20 minutes on the roast or convection roast setting. Now, I moved into the Pleasure Palace 15 years ago. And I've got the double ovens. Got all the bells and whistles, all the digital, all that nonsense. I mean, basically, I use it for broil. That's primarily it. And I said to her and to my mother, I don't think my oven has a roast function. And they looked at me, of course it does. I'm like, I don't think so. So I looked at the manual, pulled it up online. Sure enough, it's got a convection roast setting. So I say to myself, okay, great. I'm going to take notes because if this turns out well, I'm going to make a rib roast when I get back to the Cigar City, back to the Pleasure Palace. She puts it 450 for about 20, 25 minutes, then lowers the temperature to 350. And I think, I want to say it went in there for about another 2.5 hours till we got the internal temperature to 130, which is medium rare. Came out of the oven, absolutely gorgeous. Nice little sear on the top. Let it sit for just about, we tented it for about 10 minutes. And I did the carving, carved nice slices, and then they put the this rubber band around it, so basically it keeps it attached to the ribs. And then I cut the ribs on the bottom. Delicious. Silky, smooth, and mouthwatering, juicy like butter. Absolutely tasty. So good she made it a few nights later. But I've subsequently found out that you can add your favorite wine or water, but add your favorite wine, about a cup and a half to the pan. and that'll give it even a more unique flavor. So I'm going to purchase a rib roast this weekend, and I'm going to attempt to make one myself. Usually, I make a steak on the cast iron skillet or on the grill. I'm going to try it this way, but absolutely delicious. So very easy. So for those of you that are in the mood for meat, if the weather's terrible outside, just get a rib roast. You can get 4, 6, 8 pounds. Just go to the supermarket, the butcher. Tell them how you want it cut. Tell them you want it. You want the rope tied around it so it doesn't come apart. And basically, you create a little type of glaze. You can put a little bit of pepper. You can put a little of onion powder. You can put a little salt, whatever you want, with like a smoky type flavor thing. And boom, you stir it, and away you go. Easy peasy. So make a rib roast. If the weather's terrible and you have a desire for meat, I couldn't believe how easy. Now, it is kind of a pain in the ass to clean up because when you've got all the, you know, the fat that's melting and you've got this grease that's splattering all over the place, you're going to have to clean your oven. Let it cool, then you got to clean the oven. But it is well worth it. So I learned something new. All right. We are under attack.
Warning. We've reached DEFCON 1. Civil rights have been breached. Congressional insurgency has begun. Stand by as your general enacts countermeasures.
Well, Senate Majority Leader Mitch Natalis McConnell introduced a Senate bill to raise the tobacco purchase age to 21. Now, Mitch McConnell comes from Kentucky. Kentucky is a tobacco state. A lot of cigarette manufacturers headquartered in Kentucky, or one time were. And, yes, you will see there's a money component to Mitch McConnell's reasoning for introducing legislation to raise the tobacco age. It is going to be called the Tobacco 21 Bill. It joins House Bill 2804 that was introduced by Republican Representative Robert Aderholt of Alabama to raise the tobacco purchase age to 21, as well as H.R. 2339, introduced by Representative Donna Lululemon Shalala, taxocrat from Miami, that includes language to raise the tobacco purchase age. McConnell introduced the plans for a bill at a press conference where he was joined by President and CEO of the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky, Ben Chandler, State Senator Julie Arack Adams, and State Representative Kim Moser. And, of course, he made a big deal saying, I'm proud to join my colleagues. I am championing this initiative to make all schools in Kentucky tobacco-free, build on the progress to protect the health of our teens nationwide. McConnell said that he's been hearing from parents for many years who've seen an unprecedented spike in vaping among their teenage children. Now, we're not seeing a spike in cigar consumption because only adults 21 and over, or 18 and over, certain states, if it is legal, smoke cigars, but they're not buying the expensive premium hand-rolled cigars. So we're seeing all this vaping. Kids aren't starting smoking cigarettes, but vaping. Now, my question is, if a kid who is under 18, the legal purchase age in most states and municipalities, although that's changing, if they were sold vaping products, the problem is the retailer selling it. Because I will tell you, cigar retailers and tobacconists are not going to sell tobacco or vaping products to anyone underage, period. But McConnell said that he got calls from parents and that we know people who start smoking at a young age and struggle to quit as adults. It's reaching epidemic levels around the country. And my legislation, he said, will be similar to the current system where retailers have the responsibility to verify the age of anyone buying products, but instead of 18, it'll be 21. Well, no kidding, Mitchie baby. No kidding. As I mentioned, retailers have always had the responsibility to make sure who's ever purchasing their products are of legal age. If not, then the retailer has the problem, and they are responsible. And they're getting called out by the FDA. And by other groups. Now, this is what we are seeing. A movement to raise the tobacco, they're calling it the T21 movement. Tobacco age 21. Now, Mitch McConnell, you say, wait a minute. Why on earth would he want to raise the age when he comes from a tobacco state? Why on earth? Well, as always, there is more to the story. As the great Paul Harvey would say, page two! Because tobacco giant, big tobacco company, Altria, last December bought a 35% stake in Juul, the big e-cigarette company that you're seeing all over the place that has creme brulee-flavored vaping products, Virginia tobacco, raspberry, all sorts of flavors. Now, you say to yourself, wait a minute, they bought a 35% stake. How much did Altria pay for that 35% stake? Would you say $100 million? Sergeant Steve, let me ask you. Let's play the Price is Right game, higher or lower. Do you remember that game with the great Bob Barker where somebody would say, here's the retail price, and you give a price, and Bob would say, higher or lower? Let's play the game. We don't have any Price is Right music, do we?
I don't have that handy, no.
You know what? We should have called Schnitt. He's got all that music. We could have had him.
Yes.
We could have had the Yodel-Ahee-Oo music, the Price is Right. Put a note that we need to get the Price is Right music. But let's play the higher-lower game. So giant, tobacco giant, big tobacco, Altria, buys 35% of Juul back in December. So I will give you, you get the guess, and I will say higher or lower. How much do you think Altria paid for that 35% stake in Juul?
I'll start with the number you put out, $100 million.
Higher.
$200 million.
Higher.
$400 million.
Higher.
$700 million.
Higher. Let's just start. I'll tell you what. Let's start at $10 billion. How's that? I'll make it easier for you.
Higher than $10 billion?
Higher.
$20
billion. Lower.
$14
billion. Lower.
$12
billion. Higher.
$13.
Correct. $13 billion, valuing Juul at $38 billion. So they paid just under a hair under $13 billion. Now think about this for a second. $13 billion they pay for Juul because they know that traditional cigarette smoking is going bye-bye. So they hedge their bets. People now doing more vaping, and they know damn well that younger people are taking up vaping. They know that with all these different flavors. Not with cigars. You don't see that. But they know that Juul and these Juul pods, they are just growing. And they also got the distribution and logistic rights, including the right to sell Juul through Altria's sale organization that covers 230,000 retail locations. And there's other different kickers in here. But you know it's just a matter of time before Altria comes in and says, we're taking the whole thing. Now, Altria has a $13 billion investment in Juul. Now, you would say to yourself, well, why would they want to lower the age from, or raise the age from 18 to 21? Because they know they're under pressure, and they want to protect their investment. So they look like the good guys by saying, we want to raise, we're not in favor of 18. We want to raise the tobacco and the vaping age to 21. So they look like the good guys, even though they know that people under 21 are probably going to get the product. Now you say, well, wait a minute. There's got to be some. We know there's $13 billion involved. Why would Mitch McConnell, why would the majority leader of the Senate, Republican Mitch McConnell, why would he be the man to initiate the legislation? Sergeant Steve, who do you think was the sixth largest contributor in the 2016 election cycle to both Mitch McConnell, both as individuals and to his PAC?
Altria.
Correct. They donated a total between individuals and PACs, $121,208. Would you care to guess in the 2018 election cycle who Mitch McConnell's number two largest donors were?
I have no idea.
Altria. They went from 6 to 2, but instead, in 2016, they donated $121,208 between individuals and PACs. The members of the Altria Management and Company and PACs, they donated $156,000. Number two behind Blackstone Group and just ahead of Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs called Goldman Sachs. There's always more to the story that meets the eye. So good old Mitchie Poo from Kentucky says, yep, I'm in favor of the T21, the Tobacco 21 movement. Now, do you think Mitch did it out of the goodness of his heart? Because he really believes that it's going to change anything? That he really believes that 21-year-olds should really, tobacco smoking or vaping should really rise to 21? Hell no. He's doing it because his bosom buddies at Altria, who have sucked up to him, given him the second largest amount of campaign contributions in the last election cycle, said, Mitchie baby, listen, we need to raise the age to 21 because we got $13 billion plus sunk in Juul. We can't have any more legislation. We want to make sure like we're the good guys. So we're going to protect our investment, and we're going to screw the cigar companies, screw everybody else. So we need you to raise the age. Nonetheless, at 18, you can vote. At the age of 18, you can serve in the military. You can die for your country, but you can't have a drink until you're 21. Now, in Canada, you can drink at 18. Now they want to raise the firearms purchase age from 18 to 21. Now, I've got a huge problem raising the age, being able to buy cigars from 18 to 21. But what I find amazing, Sergeant Steve, let's cue up good old Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, because just about a month or so ago, during a press conference, she was asked about if she supports lowering the voting age to 16. Listen to what wacky Nancy had to say.
I myself, personally, am not speaking for my caucus. I myself have always been for lowering the voting age to 16. I think it's really important to capture kids when they're in high school, when they're interested in all of this, when they're learning about government, to be able to vote. That is not necessary. You know, in other words, some of the priorities in this bill are that transparency and openness and accessibility and the rest. That's a subject of debate. But my view is that I would welcome that. But I've been in that position for a long time.
So we're not smart enough at 18 to make an informed decision to purchase or consume tobacco products. We're not smart enough at 18 to make a rational decision whether to purchase and consume alcohol. Yet we are smart enough, according to Nancy Pelosi and all the other taxocrats, to lower the voting age to 16. No, the reason they want to lower the voting age to 16 is because they know that most high school students have been brainwashed pursuant to liberal Obama youth type tactics. And I've experienced it firsthand. I've talked to high school students, and some of the nonsense that they're being taught is beyond unbelievable. I mean, perfect example, talking to a former high school student telling me that Abraham Lincoln, they were taught in school by their teacher that Abraham Lincoln was pro-slavery and owned slaves. In astonishment, I said, who told you that? Or a high school history teacher. I said, what did it say in the book? Don't know. We didn't read the book. But that's what he said. Again, brainwashing at the high school level. It's happening at the grade school level. Nothing could be further than the truth. Abraham Lincoln, the man who signed the Emancipation Proclamation, the man who led the Republican Party, which is an anti-slavery party, the man who was assassinated because of his anti-slavery positions, pro-slavery, owned slaves? Are you kidding? But this is the nonsense. So that's why all the taxocrats want the voting age lowered to 16. But again, we're too stupid. We're not smart enough. Kids 18 aren't smart enough to decide that they want to consume, purchase and consume tobacco or alcohol. But at 18, they're smart enough to enlist in the Army, put their lives and limb on the line, get blown apart in battle, but not smart enough to have a cigar or a drink at the age of 18. This reeks of hypocrisy. It stinks. We are living now. Forget, you know, you say, oh, geez, boy, the Soviet Union. This is exactly what we're seeing now. The United Soviet states of America. More restrictions on products than ever. The assumption by all these politicians is that the electorate is stupid. Look, you've seen, how do you see how we as Trump supporters, I know there may, some of you may not be Trump supporters. Okay, that's fine. We can't all be perfect. But some of you, or most of you that supported President Donald Trump, Trump 2020, hashtag Trump 2020, continue making America great, keep America great again. You are being vilified by Democrats and those that are anti-Trump saying, you're stupid, you're racist, you're too dumb. This is what they think of people. This is what they think of people that don't agree with them. And we're seeing a small group of people, primarily Democrats, but we're seeing more Republicans. That's my new word for them, because Mitch McConnell is a Republican. Can't stand him, don't like him, met him. Remember, there wasn't a big fan of Trump early on. He and Ryan weren't buddies. But then all of a sudden, McConnell kind of had an awakening, had an epiphany. But these group of legislators now believe that they are far smarter than you and I are, more educated, more intelligent, and they have the divine right to determine how to live your life, what decisions you should make, what you may and may not consume. We are seeing this all over the place now. And it's coming not just to tobacco. They're going after your coffee. They will go after your meat. They will go after any product they deem to be socially unacceptable. They're going after your plastic bags, plastic straws. Again, who are these people? It's a small group. Remember, the Democrats must, and I firmly believe this, the Democrats must have an enemy. They must have a cause. Global warming. They don't have the scientific evidence, but they must have. They want to say, spew it enough that people will believe it. Because through that, they gain power. It is all about them gaining power. They gain power over raising the tobacco age. They gain power by lowering the voting age. It is all about power. It is unacceptable. Age 21 to purchase cigars? I think the hell not. It is absurd. And we've got more Enemy of Pleasure news coming your way around the corner.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is a Hoyo La Amistad sampler, including the Hoyo La Amistad Gold. This cigar is an exciting, one-of-a-kind collaboration with A.J. Fernandez. La Amistad Gold is a bold and full-bodied smoke, featuring an exceptional balance of sweetness and spice. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
It takes honor. It takes courage. It takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue, lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
The 25th annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here. Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th annual banquet.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
At the Cigar Dave Show, there are several things we really like in a Washington bureaucrat. Embalming fluid? A wooden stake through the heart? Well, I guess after those two things, you really don't need the rest.
The voice of the alpha male worldwide, global five-star and alpha male in chief, the general, front and center, command center alpha. A couple of items here before I get back to discussing the enemies of pleasure and enemies of cigars and the prohibitionists. Brady Fisher, who is a longtime friend, the proprietor of Brady's Backyard Barbecue, who passed away just about 3 weeks ago or so. Good friend, love going to his great restaurant in Safety Harbor, which is just across Tampa Bay from Tampa. Right near the Safety Harbor Spa, well-known institution, the Brady's Backyard Barbecue. They don't have a fryer in the place. Everything is homemade. Their ribs are fantastic. Their brisket, everything is great. Pork, Boston butt, can't go wrong. Brady was on the show many, many times, catered many of my parties, passed away after a long, battling a long illness. And this week, the Safety Harbor City Commission on Monday night, agreed to honor Brady with public art pieces. And the public art piece that will honor Brady Fisher will likely incorporate the hashtag Brady Strong hashtag in some manner. And the city manager said that Safety Harbor city staff reviewed the best places to honor both Brady and another gentleman from Safety Harbor. And they suggested a piece of public art at the Safety Harbor Community Center to honor Fisher, whose Brady's Backyard Barbecue has long sponsored two youth basketball teams, as well as a second piece at a park to honor another gentleman who donated money toward the purchase of the land that is home to, the park. So we will definitely keep you abreast of that. And by the way, if any of you that are listening either here in Tampa on our flagship 102.5 FM, The Bone, or on our mobile app, or anywhere across the country, your travels take you to the Cigar City of Tampa, the Tampa Bay area, you want great barbecue, go over to Brady's Backyard Barbecue. If from Tampa International Airport, it is right across the Courtney Campbell Causeway. It is 15 minutes tops, without traffic, of course. Easy to get to. Brady's Backyard Barbecue. Just tell them Cigar Dave, the General, sent you and that I raved about the place. And I know that Joanne, his entire family, they take great pride in not only their food, but their service and treating their customers like family. So head over to Brady's Backyard Barbecue. In fact, Sergeant Steve, mark it on the calendar next week. Let's plan on going to lunch there one day and giving a tribute to the great Brady Fisher. We'll raise a rib for him. And I remember we taped July 4th show about maybe two, 3 summers ago there. And Brady was with us and on many shows, and we certainly are going to miss him. But I know that Joanne and his entire family will carry on the Brady's Backyard Barbecue tradition. So mark it on the calendar, Steve. Let's plan on going next week.
Done.
All right. That was easy. I mean, listen, great barbecue. In fact, you know what? Let's call Big Dom Siciliano. Let's get him as well and see if we can get a show of unity going over to the great Brady Fisher's establishment, Brady's Backyard Barbecue. All right. Also, next week, Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuvers. And as always, no illegal Mexican aliens will be used in the production of our Cinco de Mayo tequila tasting maneuver show. So we'll be tasting tequilas, tequila-related cocktails next week, maybe even some Mexican delicacies as well. And I want to tell you about the May Officers Club selection, the April selection of the Hoy La Amistad vertical sampler, the gold, the silver, and the black. Phenomenal. Well, on the backs of that, the May Officers Club selection from Perdomo Cigar is a doozy. It is the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged vertical line of cigars. It comes both in a sun-grown, in a Connecticut, and in a Maduro. Same binder and filler, but the wrapper gives it a unique flavor. The Connecticut, a little bit milder. The sun-grown, a little bit tangier. And the Habano, or actually the Maduro, definitely some nice kick to it. So you will get a vertical sampler of the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged. Great cigars. If you are not a member of the Officers Club, do not delay. You have until April 30th to join. If you want to get the May selection of the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Age Vertical Sampler, three cigars, the Maduro, the Sun Grown, the Connecticut, $22.95 per month. Membership is month to month. We do not have any long contracts. If you want a variety of different flavors and tastes and wrappers, the Officers Club is perfect for you. Great gift to yourself, to your girlfriend, your boyfriend, a coworker, relative. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club, $22.95 per month, gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. And if you want to get the May selection of the Perdomo Habano Bourbon Barrel Aged Vertical Sampler, you must join by April 30th. So do not delay. Do it right now. All right. I want to just finish up talking about the prohibitionists. We've seen this, the FDA pressuring various retailers to raise the tobacco age from 18 to 21. We're now starting to see it in legislation. Mitch McConnell and some of the other taxocrats and Republicans in the cesspool, the swamp of Washington, have been doing, for whatever their reason, for whatever their motive is, they've been introducing these bills. And as I said, there is de facto prohibition where you make it so difficult for retailers to sell a product that you essentially have de facto prohibition. And the FDA has done just that. They're going after any big box retailer, a pharmacy, that is still selling tobacco. CVS a few years ago voluntarily said, we're going to eliminate tobacco. Okay, that was their right. I don't shop at CVS. I go to Walgreens, I go to other drugstores, other pharmacies. Walgreens said, look, we sell it to adults, 18 plus. We are not going to stop selling it. We put it behind the counter. It's almost impossible to find. It used to be on the counters, even cigars. Now everything's behind the counter. You got to go through hoops to get a pack of whether it's cigarettes or if you want a package of cigars. It's a major ordeal. The FDA had a target. They want any retailer, national pharmacy, that sells tobacco, they wanted to make it extremely difficult for them. De facto prohibition. Giving them a hard time. Inspection after inspection. Saying, oh, we found all these clerks that were selling tobacco to underage youth. I'd like to see the studies. They've never released them. But, of course, they use that to essentially strong-arm Walgreens and other pharmacies. Well, the FDA put Walgreens on notice in February saying that the pharmacy chain violated rules that prohibit selling tobacco products to underage buyers. And they said that some 22% of Walgreens locations inspected by the FDA caught employees illegally selling tobacco products to minors. I don't believe it, and I'll tell you why. Because everywhere you go, there are these big signs that say that you cannot purchase tobacco unless your birthday is before this date. I mean, they've got these things. They're like electronic signs, or they're these, it looks like almost a calendar where you rip off the pages. They're everywhere. The clerks are taught, so I don't believe it for a minute. Well, Walgreens now tightening their policies in response to the FDA's strong-arm tactics. Just like the mob, the FDA harassed and harangued Walgreens. Starting September 1st, Walgreens announced that they will not sell tobacco products to anyone who is not at least the age of 21. Interesting. So the president of Walgreens says we've seen positive results from other recent efforts to strengthen our policies related to tobacco sales and believe this next step can be even more impactful to reduce its use among teens and young adults, said Richard Ashworth, Walgreens president of operations. Not buying it. They were strong-armed by the FDA. No ifs, no ands, or buts. Now, that was on April 23rd. Well, later that day, you'll never guess what other drugstore pharmacy chain followed suit. Rite Aid, right after the announcement that Walgreens made, said they will raise the minimum age to buy tobacco products to 21 within the next 90 days. Rite Aid COO Brian Everett said, raising the age for purchasing tobacco products is an important step in our efforts to ensure that these products do not fall into the hands of children and teens. Well, if you follow the rules saying you must be at least 18 to purchase tobacco products, why would that be a problem? If you're following the rules, and again, this is nothing more than strong-arm tactics. I'd like to see the FDA's report. Why don't you release the report of every single check that your inspectors made, where and what time? I'd like to see it. I think it's a load of poppycock. No ifs, no ands, no buts. De facto prohibition. In Hawaii, I told you about a bill that a taxocrat introduced saying that they're going to raise the age to 21, then 25, then it's going to be 40, then it's going to be 65, and within, I think, what is it, 8 years? Or 5 years, it's going to be, you've got to be 100. So they're saying, no, we're not prohibiting the sale of tobacco products. We're just raising the age. Well, I'm sorry. You raise the age to 100, that is de facto prohibition. City of Beverly Hills, not allowing any tobacco products sold within the city limits. They're voting on it. De facto prohibition. Prohibition doesn't work. There will be black markets, mark my words. But is this what we are living in? I mean, we are living now, this is even worse than the Soviet Union. This is worse than any dictatorial regime. This country was founded on personal liberties, personal rights, personal freedoms. Our founding forefathers would be absolutely not only astonished, but completely outraged at the attacks on our personal liberties. Our founding forefathers were not teetotalers. They enjoyed libations. They enjoyed their tobacco. But yet here we are in the 21st century, de facto prohibition all over the country. It must end. I am sick of these numbskull politicians who are stupid as the day is long, Trust me. I've dealt with them. I've talked to them. I've seen them. They are dumber than a box of lead bricks. They couldn't find their way out of a piss-soaked paper bag. That's why none of them really want term limits, because they couldn't get a job in the private sector. I mean, we've got a mayor in Tampa here, Bob Buckhorn, who I liked at one time, but something changed him. Power got to his head. Now, his whole life...
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
There's a sugar daddy, but what would be a sugar guy? I don't know. What's the term for somebody that has a sugar mama? He'll do that, or he will try to get a political appointment, or he'll try to get a job with Jeff Vinnick, who owns the Tampa Bay Lightning and trying to develop. And he's been kissing Vinnick's ass for I don't know how long, for umpteen years. Everywhere you go, you can see the former, or Bob Buckhorn, soon to be former mayor's, you know, lipstick all over Vinnick's ass. And I like Vinnick. He's a good guy. If he's smart, he will not hire the former mayor. But politicians are dumb. They're stupid. So long story short, these politicians think they're smarter than you and I. They're not. Enough of the prohibition. I don't need a dumbass politician to tell me what to do. Final and concluding segment of this edition of the Cigar Dave Show comes your way next with the great Kate Smith.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the general enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
Hi, this is Rocky Patel. If you're a beginner, or if you just enjoy a great mild cigar like I do in the morning, I suggest you try the Vintage 99. This 7-year-old Connecticut wrapper delivers a creamy, mild, smooth flavor. It's very, very balanced on your palate, and it absolutely is delightful. Tons of flavor, a perfect draw, and an incredible ash. This cigar is smooth. It will entice you to enjoying more and more of the Vintage 99s. It's just a nice, great, balanced, smooth cigar. Look for it, the oldest Connecticut shape in the market today. I'm Rocky Patel, and I promise you, nobody works harder than we do to make you a great quality cigar. Come visit us at RockyPatel.com.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancer and heart disease.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club is the premier opportunity for you to experience fantastic cigars shipped to you every month. A beautiful variety of cigars, whether it's mild, medium, full, from various countries. And the April 2019 Officers Club selection is loaded with full-bodied flavor. We are featuring the Hoyo La Amistad Vertical Sampler. La Amistad, or the Friendship, translated from Spanish to English, is a unique Nicaraguan collaboration between General Cigar and A.J. Fernandez. Three great cigars, all full body: the Hoya La Amistad Gold, the Hoya La Amistad Silver, and the Hoya La Amistad Black, all full flavored, all uniquely different. Join the Cigar Dave Officers Club today and get great cigars delivered to you like the Hoya La Amistad Vertical Sampler. Go to CigarDave.com, click on Officers Club. $22.95 per month gets you the latest and greatest in the world of cigars. Join now the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2. Arriving as a wussified beta male, departing as a certified alpha male. Cigar Dave, mission accomplished.
This is great. This is a classic. A vegan restaurant in Australia that charged men 18% more than women is closing its doors, going out of business. Adios. Bye-bye. Handsome Her, located just outside of Melbourne. In fact, I wonder if Lieutenant Aristotle has been there. No, probably not, because he's not going to pay 18% more than women. Not going to happen. He's not a vegan, that I can guarantee you. No alpha male is, or should be. Located just outside of Melbourne, will be shutting its doors the end of April. The owners describe the culinary experience as an adventure that describes how the two women are off to their next adventure up north, where they will be doing some hands-on work. Something they said they have missed since they opened the restaurant. The closure, they say, is not a result of their prejudicial policy towards men that was applied for 1 week every month, whereby men had to pay exactly 18% more for food. The proprietors explained that their policy when the restaurant first opened in 2017, house rules rule number one, women have priority seating. Rule two, men will be charged an 18% premium to reflect the gender pay gap, which is donated to a women's service. And a rule three, respect goes both ways. Well, I am thrilled that this restaurant couldn't make it and went out of business. So to Handsome Her, the vegan restaurant, bye-bye. Get the hell out. Talk about discriminatory. If a male did that to female patrons, you'd have now and every other dame jumping up and down. All right, couple of items I did not get to. Wanted to get to Boeing. They've got issues. I'll get to that next week. And also Gillette reported their earnings. Big problems with their Gillette razors. We talked about it first with that stupid ad a few months ago. We'll talk about it next week. And now, I ask you to rise one more time without any further delay. We pay proper tribute to one of the great singers of all time, God Bless America, Kate Smith. Has sung the great Kate Smith. We will not disrespect her memory. We are not like the NADLIS executives at the New York Yankees and the Philadelphia Flyers that put Kate out to pasture. Unacceptable. We will always play Kate Smith here on the Cigar Dave Show. Cigar Dave, the general, saying Mayor Humidor always be full. Mayor Cutter always be sharp. Mayor Ashby extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make masculinity great again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the PC police. And screw the history revisionists. We are alphas with giant nads of steel. We will not succumb to the latest whims of the PC movement.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
In response to the deadly violence, the president offered his deepest sympathies as well as his thoughts and prayers. God bless you all, he tweeted, and he hailed the outstanding work of law enforcement. The president also told reporters that the shooting looks like a hate crime.
That's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, who was in Green Bay with the president on Saturday night. The attack came exactly 6 months after 11 people were killed in the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. No second term for NRA President retired Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. He announced Saturday he was stepping aside after he lost support of the gun rights group's leadership. North's announcement came after an apparent effort to force out top executive Wayne LaPierre failed. Seattle Fire Department says four people are dead after they were killed when a construction crane fell on the street, crushing four cars. Two crane operators were killed, and two people inside the car also killed, and three people were injured. U.S. troops are heading to the Mexican border.
The Pentagon, in a shift from previous policy, is about to send troops to the Mexican border. That will include 100 cooks who will hand out meals to avoid troops coming in contact with migrants. In the past, troops supporting National Guardsmen and other authorities had avoided any migrant contacts.
Correspondent Keith Peters with that report. The latest Navy warship now has a name. The USS Lyndon B. Johnson was christened on Saturday by the former president's two daughters during a ceremony at the main Bath and Ironworks. It's a 610-foot warship. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
A consumer alert for parents with small children. There's another children's rocker sleeper being recalled. Correspondent Ed Donahue has this report.
A company called Kids 2 is recalling nearly 700,000 rocker sleepers.
Since 2012, there have been 5 infant deaths involving this rocking sleeper after infants rolled over while unrestrained or other circumstances.
Patty Davis at the Consumer Product Safety Commission says the sleepers are soft padded cradles that rock or vibrate to help put babies to sleep.
There are some parents who may want to keep using their rocking sleepers, but we recommend that they do not.
Fisher-Price recalled more than 4 million of its similar rock-and-play sleepers a few weeks ago. More than 30 babies died over the past decade. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Texas has settled a federal lawsuit over the state's bungled search for non-citizens among the state's 16 million registered voters.
The agreement announced Friday ends an effort by Texas election officials that led to the state wrongly questioning the U.S. citizenship of tens of thousands of voters. Texas will also pay $450,000 to civil rights groups that sued after the state announced in January that it had identified nearly 100,000 people who were potentially ineligible to vote. Patrick Foss reporting.
The American Lung Association released their 20th annual analysis of air quality across the United States and found that more than 4 in 10 of us live where air pollution levels are often dangerous. You can find data on your zip code at www.lung.org and compare your air to any other state or county. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's going to be a big hour. Great to be back with you this week. 1-866-408-7669. We have a lot to discuss, including what just the news that just came across, and it's great news for the country and the economy. The economy grew, get this, in the first quarter of this year, 3.2%. This while the stock market reached a new record high after a tremendous week. This after they told us, the so-called experts in December, get ready, buckle up for a recession. And what's going on with the shutdown? And for those people who thought the shutdown was going to be the end of the second term for the President of the United States, no one even remembers that, and 3.2% is going to do a lot for that. We're going to have Shannon Bream joining us at the bottom of the hour. She's got a book out. It's now out, right, Pete? It's out this week? Oh, okay, next month. It's called Finding the Bright Side. She's going to be with us fresh off last night's big show. So the economy's up. Hopefully you're pumped up because it's the end of the week. So let's begin.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's $17 billion a year industry and growing. It's more than the NFL. I've heard of polls being taken on Facebook. What's the best baseball cities? Trying to look to where to relocate my eight-year-old.
Eight-year-old, Dr. Tommy John's son, on the cost of youth sports and lengths parents willing to go for their children. I'm talking about youth sports today. It's a growing industry, but guess what's happening? They're forgetting about the kids. I'll explain.
Number two.
These were the two that talked about the insurance policy just in case Hillary Clinton loses. And now they're trying to infiltrate the administration to really, it's a coup. It's spying. It's everything that you could imagine.
Yeah, and that's the President of the United States last night with Sean Hannity talking about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, the upper echelon, now fired, gone in disgrace from the FBI. It's called the Mueller boomerang. New texts emerged that show perhaps the FBI looking to infiltrate the Trump campaign when it became the Trump administration. Will Dems also show at least a curiosity now that the Mueller report has done that our FBI had turned on the executive branch? One can hope. As Grassley, Graham, and Johnson promise new scrutiny.
Number one.
But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
Okay, there you go. Joe Biden is in. The star shows me he's not long till he's finished. As Trump weighs in and Anita Hill pushes back. And here's why. So Joe Biden had a problem. He had a touchy-feely eruption. He had to explain himself. He did it in an awkwardly looked-at tape that aired on Instagram. 2 days later, he's on stage mocking the fact that he had a series of women line up to say they were very uncomfortable with him and his presence and things he was doing, let alone what we've seen on stage. That shows me he hasn't changed. Next. He's about to roll out a video. They said it's going to be before Easter. Then it's going to be Wednesday. Reportedly, insiders said he didn't like it. Really? You're the 20th person to jump into a race. This is the third time you've done it, and you can't get your opening video right. Next, he picks up the phone after 28 years and calls Anita Hill. Anita Hill, he apologizes, kinda. She says this isn't sufficient. So they agree to disagree, I guess, and says it shouldn't disqualify her, but she found it unacceptable. Not a good start, but it is a start. And some, according to Axios Today, say Trump secretly fears Joe Biden in a way because, or worries about him, because working class Pennsylvania, Indiana, Michigan, rural community might resonate well with him, as opposed to those people who have the mindset of take steel and glass out of New York City. Let's get rid of private insurance. 170 million people are happy with. Let's get rid of trillions of dollars worth of student debt by taxing rich people. Let's give away college. Those crazy pie in the sky ideas are something Donald Trump has no problem running against. If Joe Biden can keep himself on the straight and narrow and middle, which I don't think he can do, that would be concerning to the Trump team. But what Joe Biden doesn't understand, he is very far away from taking on Trump. He's 19 people away. Cut two.
With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those of the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime.
Right. And he was talking about Charlottesville. That big threat has given us 3.2% unemployment, has diminished the threat of unemployment. It's almost 3.2% unemployment, but 3.2% economic growth. Has unemployment, we're virtually fully employed with 7 million open jobs. The North Korean threat, although he's in bizarro world still, you have to say it's been diminished. Those who fear we're going to be leaving NATO have not noticed and taken note that we've actually buttressed our commitment to NATO and get all to be spending more. In the Middle East, Israel has never had a better friend in the White House. That disaster that he's painting is very similar to the one he painted with Ronald Reagan when he originally wanted to run, I believe, in 1988. Really? That's what he said the Reagan economy was about. And he didn't get out of the blocks because it turns out one of his major speeches was plagiarized. So Brad says, and Obama hasn't endorsed him yet. That doesn't surprise me. What did surprise me is that Joe Biden came out and said, I told him not to. What I think Joe Biden has to do, if you're at 77 years old, if you stand for anything, it should be for what you did. Embrace your record. Talk about what went to those decisions. Talk about how people evolve from when you're 50 to when you're 70. It just so happened from 28 on, he's been in Washington, unable or choosing not to do anything else. So he's on the record for everything. If you're going to apologize for everything, you are going to blow up right before our eyes. And if you don't have a good explanation for everything, you're going to blow up right before our eyes. And remember, things like this that look so infantile, stupid, and ignorant. This is the year 2012. This is Joe Biden talking about this man named Mitt Romney, who just said Russia is our number one geostrategical foe. Cut 10.
He thinks the Cold War is still on. Russia is still our major adversary. I don't know where he's been. I mean, we have disagreements with Russia, but they're united with us on Iran. The only way we're getting, one of only two ways we're getting material into Afghanistan to our troops is through Russia. They are working closely with us. They've just said to Europe, if there is an oil shutdown in any way in the Gulf, they'll consider increasing oil supplies to Europe. This is not 1956.
There's nothing he said that's inaccurate. But what he's also not taking into account is their presence in Venezuela and how they're bolstering up a socialist regime, how they reinvigorated their relationship with Cuba, how they began to infiltrate our elections, took over Georgia, and were beginning to mount troops into the Ukraine. He was in power, and he couldn't stop it. You want a businessman to have a heads up on what's happening in 2016 when in 2012 you're that much in the dark? Lastly, other people in the race, I think Kamala Harris saying the Boston bomber being able to vote is a conversation we should have, let alone Bernie Sanders coming out and saying that's what he would do. That's just part of the lunacy, which is the left. This is what I don't understand. They're making it almost too easy for Donald Trump, who's had a very difficult role of it. Sometimes he gets in his own way. I get it. But sometimes everyone's in his way. That I don't get. I could just imagine what they're saying or not saying on the other channels now that the economy is growing in a way in which the previous administration didn't seem possible. The way in which economists said wouldn't be feasible or plausible. It's happening. Look, the economy, we deserve credit for the economy. It's you working your job, saving your money, getting a second job, going to college, getting a productive career going, feeding it to the economy, becoming a consumer, traveling. That's what feeds the economy, not the president. All the president could do is seed the field, do the best he can to knock down obstacles by being responsible. Next, I want to talk about this whole thing with Peter Strzok. More text messages have emerged between Strzok and Page, which makes me think the Mueller boomerang is in effect. The president should stop talking about Mueller, period. And I love the fact that he's pushing back on what's happening with, I think, these unnecessary investigations into his finances. Really? He got elected. What do you care what he did with Deutsche Bank in 2006? Do you think he took this job to hurt his company like it's been hurt, to disparage his name to 50% of the country like it has? Well, 50% love it. That was basically the breakdown before. Maybe it was 70% plus and 30% down. He have no business doing that in the personal finances. I think he has a reason to push back after someone spent $30 million investigating. But for the president of the United States, he has to find out, was the intelligence community working against him? Was Clapper, Brennan, and others like Strzok and Page working against him? That's not what we need. Senator Schumer says, you better watch taking on the intelligence community. They have 50 ways to Sunday to get back at you. Were they doing that? So new texts are too cryptic for me to really get a true view, but I'll read them to you. And here it goes. And above email, he says this, it might be more important to know, this is Strzok to Page, about what Pence, who briefed Pence. Strzok, that's Page, now Strzok comes back to Page. I think that's a good idea. I'll talk with blank redacted and they'll build messaging so they don't overlap. They're talking about talking to Mike Pence in a way that builds messaging. To me, it seems, and to some experts, it says it concludes, that they're trying to see if he's going to be an asset to the investigation on the president, his running mate. The text continued with Strzok telling Page he consulted Bill, meaning Bill Priestep, a possible reference to the supervisor, who we know about, who is also in the FBI, who to send to handle the briefing. Strzok came back and said this, talking with Bill, do we want, we can't see this word redacted, to go with blank redacted instead of blank for a variety of reasons? Page writes, not sure. Would it be unusual to show up again? Maybe another agent from the team. It seems like they're trying to pry somebody loose to turn on Trump when they should just be briefing this brand new president-elect with more depth and fervor than ever before because he's never done this before. Instead, they look like they're lining up against him. How we're just getting these texts now, I am not really that clear at this point, but we are getting them, which made Trump hop on with Sean last night and say this, cut 30.
These were the two that talked about the insurance policy, just in case Hillary Clinton loses. If she loses, we've got an insurance policy. Well, that was the insurance policy. Now she lost, and now they're trying to infiltrate the administration. Really, it's a coup. It's spying. It's everything that you can imagine. It's hard to believe in this country that we would have had that. It's a disgrace. And again, hopefully the Attorney General will do what's right, and I really believe he will.
Yeah, well, and we'll see. And the Attorney General is going to look into this section of it. What I would love to see is some level-headed individual, and even if you're in a Trump state looking to hold on to your position in the House, just go, listen, I'm curious. I want to know. You know, remember when George Bush was appointed Porter Goss, I always say this, to head of the CIA. Evidently, he was not popular. And they started turning on the Bush White House and started leaking out information. They basically called a meeting and said, get rid of Porter Goss and the leaks will stop. And the President Bush did. President Trump doesn't even want to play these games, let alone being able to detect this type of warning sign. He's not going to do it. And now it's too late. He's actually taking on his own intelligence community, which every president's been concerned about doing because they didn't think they could win. This president might actually win. So we're going to find out about Michael Horowitz and his Inspector General report, an Obama appointee. I guess this guy John Huber is supposed to come out with something when it came out to the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails. And lastly, before I open up the phones when I get back, on youth sports. I think it's some way either you have a kid in sports, you're coaching in sports, you played sports, you have some view of what we're doing now in sports. These parents, and I'm knee-deep in it because I have three kids who have played and playing, and I see it. They no longer want volunteers coaching. You want professionals. You no longer are happy just playing against teams in your town, in your vicinity. You want to travel. If you want to get in front of colleges, you got to go to events for showcases, and you got to write checks. I'm telling you right now, my parents had trouble getting me from New York to Virginia. We had to go by car, and it was an issue. And there was Tim Howard, the outstanding goalie from the USA, single-parent family. I don't think dad played a role. He had Tourette's as a kid. He ended up being the best goalie we've ever had. And he said, if I was growing up in today's soccer world, I couldn't afford to play. And now these parents are so serious of putting in, on average, 10% of their income into youth sports. I get it. Friends for life, I still have them. I get it. Winning and losing as a team is fantastic. But are we so into developing the player and getting the next opportunity? In team sports, we're becoming mercenaries. So parents, this weekend, what are you doing? How much are you spending? If you're looking to get it back with a full ride or to get drafted in the NFL Sunday, the chances are infinitesimal. It can't be the reason you do it. 70% of your kids are going to quit by ninth grade. Can't anyone see a problem here? Dr. Tommy John. Yeah, Tommy John, the legendary pitcher's son, was great on this. Here's what he told me. Cut 40.
It's $17 billion a year industry and growing. It's more than the NFL. I've heard of polls being taken on Facebook. What's the best baseball cities? Trying to look to where to relocate my 8-year-old.
8-year-old. And he talked about people getting elective Tommy John surgery because it makes their arm stronger, more durable, and gets their kid to throw faster. And if you're a working class kid in the inner city and you got to travel to academy in the suburbs to get the best coaching, the best fields, the best teammates, you're not getting it. Unless you're going to be cherry picked out of those areas. But it's not, shouldn't be about the star. It should be about everybody. Those who are going to aspire to be good, are they able to do it if their parents don't have the money? The answer, I sadly think, is becoming no. And kids are staying indoors and not playing and not pushing back in a lot of cases. The numbers show. The football is down. Tackle football is down. Soccer is down 9%. Basketball is down. Baseball is down. Is this resonating with you? 1-866-408-7669. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Big Friday. Don't move.
Brian Kilmeade. One-third of Fox and Friends. 100% of the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's Program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the money press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A nurse who adopted an abandoned baby makes today's Dean's List. Liz Smith is the senior director of nursing at Franciscan's Children's in Boston. It was there that her life changed forever. Approaching 40 with no kids of her own, Liz had learned that having a baby might not be in the cards for her. That's when a baby girl named Giselle was born. Giselle weighed over just 1 pound when she was born, and her mom, who was addicted to drugs, could not take care of her. She had complex medical needs. Liz fostered Giselle, initially with the goal of eventually reuniting her with her birth parents, and for a while, they came to visit, but then the visits gradually decreased and stopped entirely. So Liz's goal changed to adoption. 533 days after Liz first encountered Giselle, the two finally share a last name. She never expected it, but Liz went from nurse to mom, and Giselle went from a frail preemie to a beaming little girl. Liz and Giselle, you make our heart sing. Thank you for sharing your story. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1988. Jimmy Swaggart.
To my Lord and my Savior, I have sinned against you, my Lord.
I did not commit any crime.
Read my lips.
No new taxes. Poor George. He can't help it. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
There was a terrible explosion, and the whole sky lit up, and it was virtually raining fire.
We must never surrender. America will get better. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
News as it happens then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Dobie. Dobie.
Dobie. The many loves of Dobie Gillis first appeared in a novel by Max Schulman, who also made it into a film and then later to TV. The show starred Dwayne Hickman as Dobie, and Bob Gilligan Denver played his allergic friend, Maynard G. Krebs. The show aired from 1959 to 1963.
Dobie, once the gas is on, is she tall, is she dark, is she small, is she any kind of dream of it all?
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So I'm spending this weekend going up to Parsippany. I have there's some great teams in my area, but my daughter is on a great team, and she's going up to Parsippany. It's going to be a 2.5-hour ride. 2 weeks ago, I spent it with both my daughters in New Jersey, southern New Jersey, spending two separate hotel rooms because their fields were so far apart, and let alone the meals and the coaches. So I love doing it. I can afford it, thankfully. My parents couldn't. Does this bother you? For America, they seem to be rebelling. Tom's listening on the Fox News Radio app in Boston. Tom, do you have similar experience?
Hey, Brian. Yeah, I saw your piece on the TV show this morning. It was great. And what I wanted to add to the program, add to the story, is that I feel like the cities and towns, and I lived right near Fenway Park in Boston and ran a middle school baseball program, a travel program, because the town programs over the years have created all these no-cut programs to, in an effort to include everybody, but what they wind up doing is excluding the kids who are really good at the sports because they get bored with the watered-down product and the parents get bored and then they try to seek out
and
a
Tom, what I do is we always traveled in the – we got those teams, we're traveling in the summer, but let everybody play in the spring, right? Some of those players that are bad end up being really good because you don't peak at 10. Sometimes the kids grow in shade at 11. They're really good. Then they bottom out.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley in every little town, and it got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
Ready or not, the 2020 presidential campaign is here. Actually, it kind of started more than 2 years ago. Donald Trump filed the paperwork to run for re-election on his inauguration day. That was January 20th, 2017. So after waiting over 2 years, we did some hypothetical head-to-heads on our Fox News national poll, testing the more widely known Democratic candidates against Donald Trump. Right now, the president edges both Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren by 2 points. He narrowly trails Bernie Sanders by 3 points, trails Joe Biden by 7. Biden's lead is just outside the poll's margin of error. A couple of things stand out. Support for Trump stays between 40 and 42% in each of the matchups, not where he wants it to be. Plus, some who backed him in 2016 aren't yet convinced he deserves a second term. Between 11 and 15% of Trump voters are undecided or would back the Democratic candidate. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Poll Parade.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The fact of the matter is, I made it clear that if I made anyone feel comfortable, I feel badly about that. I'm sorry I didn't understand more. I'm not sorry for any of my intentions. I'm not sorry for anything that I have ever done. I've never been disrespectful intentionally.
But then he came in, mocked it on stage the next day, which makes me think the rollout, which took an extra day to get a highlight tape together, that took really was supposed to be before Easter, now after Easter, who I think is a mistake to let him walk out by himself to a train, allowing every reporter, big-name reporter, to get a shot at him before he's willing to do his first sit-down interview, which I believe will be on The View. Shannon Bream joins us right now, fresh off her show that ended at 12 o'clock last night. That I heard the repeat of, which sounded live to me. She is also pumped up because her book, Finding the Bright Side, The Art of Chasing What Matters, is coming out in a few weeks. Shannon, welcome back.
It is great to be with you, Brian.
Hey, same here. Great to have you. First off, the Joe Biden announcement is big. What I think is bigger is how he fits, Shannon. This is what's going to help help all of our shows.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be really interesting because, you know, you have this dichotomy of the party now, and a lot of the candidates in the 2020 field are pulling each other further and further left, abolishing ICE, packing the Supreme Court, you know, all kinds of fun stuff, open borders, legalizing pot and prostitution. And then you have him who has such a different record. He'll say, I'm one of the most progressive or I'm the most progressive person out there. But clearly he has a different definition than the current party. You know, this group, the Justice Democrats, who are supporting really the true progressive wing of the party now, basically put out a series of tweets yesterday saying, listen, we're going to end up supporting whoever is the Democratic nominee, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure it's not this guy. He's totally out of step with what we want. And, you know, he and one of the contrasts last night, his very first big fundraiser was a bunch of corporate money last night. And the rest of the field is saying, you know, corporate money is terrible and we'll only take increments of 73 cents per donation.
Right. That for me, embrace corporate money. Number one, you have none. He hates raising money, reportedly. Always hated it. He's never gotten a lot of money. He's never had. He's had two terrible campaigns that stopped almost in the starting blocks. What I question, Shannon, and I want to get your opinion on this, because I think to really help Donald Trump is what he did yesterday. He brought up Charlottesville in his ad, and he rolled in footage. Now, people say that is one of the worst moments for Donald Trump, and I admit to you, it's not great. But what Trump is reluctant to do is go back and define what he meant. And if you play the whole thing out, which nobody does, he is not defending Nazis. He's saying there are people at that event defending the Robert E. Lee statue and our heritage that had nothing to do with skinheads, Nazis, white supremacists. And that's what he was saying. There was violence on both sides. If Biden keeps going there, it'll force Trump to define what he meant, because this is an issue that will dog him. I'm very curious why Biden used it in his opener, when very few people on the stump on campaigning are actually going at Trump, because they're finding that people want to hear about them, not about him.
Yeah, and, you know, we're told that there was a different video. There was initially a different kind of launch that he was going to do, and a lot of people yesterday thought, wow, this is kind of a dark way to start. I mean, you're going back to really, you know, horrible event. A woman died. I mean, it was a bad, bad situation. It's not sort of like, hey, it's morning in America, and we're all together, and this is great. Now, he did go in his speech to, or his, you know, rollout video to talk about, this is about the soul of America, but it was very dark. It was sort of like, our country is over if you reelect Donald Trump. Look at all these horrible things and horrible people, and we've got to stop the madness and the complete disintegration of the country. It wasn't a hopeful, uplifting message, but I mean, Biden made a very specific decision about how he was going to roll out and what he was going to do, and we'll see whether it plays off for him.
Well, listen to this, and I know you know this because I watch your show. New York Times yesterday ran a story that officially ran today but broke last night. Senator or Vice President Biden picked up the phone and called Anita Hill 28 years later and apologized for, I guess, not telling her the truth about the time she would testify, the witnesses that would back up her story, and the way she was overall treated. And much to, I imagine, his surprise, she was unsatisfied with the attempted outreach. Quote, "I cannot be satisfied by simply saying I'm sorry for what happened to you. I will be satisfied when I know there is real change and real accountability and real purpose. He needs to give an apology to other women and to the American public because we know now how deeply disappointed Americans around the country were about what they saw and not just women." Now, I don't want to go over Anita Hill versus Justice Thomas, but the fact that he got rebuffed on day one is humiliating.
Yeah, that's not good. And his campaign, I think, was sort of like, this is a private phone call between two people, and we're not going to comment on it kind of thing. But, I mean, what she said to the New York Times, basically, they said she wouldn't even characterize it as an apology. I mean, she wouldn't even use those words. And she felt like, that he hadn't taken responsibility for what happened with her in that situation. And she felt like, yeah, listen, you know, it's been 20, 30 years until he kind of gets what actually happened there. And she said, listen, I believe people can change and can get it, but I don't even think he's there yet. I mean, it's something that happened in 1991. He's had time to think about it. He's had time to think about this conversation and how this would go. But however it rolled out with her, it wasn't enough for her. So you know that's one of the big things that's going to come up, that hearing. He's got so many other statements that all of our shows have dug into that you couldn't make them in 2019 without getting in serious trouble. And he's going to have to answer questions to, you know, the minorities in the party, too, who have said, listen, we think you did a terrible job with these crime bills and other things that were not helpful for us and for our communities. And so he's got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, but, you know, we're defending his record. I mean, my goodness, who's the same as 1978 as they were in 88, 98, and 2008, let alone 2019? So we could talk about how America's changed, how we reacted, proud of what he's done and the experience he has. I think apologizing, I think America's tired of the apologies. I mean, we have a president who won't apologize at all. Maybe that's too severe. But the apologizing nonstop makes you wonder where the sincerity begins. But I guess we'll have to see. I want to ask you this question, as somebody who is not cynical by nature, hence the title of your book. I want to see one Democrat, and tell me if I will, be at least curious about what the FBI and intelligence community and Obama administration may or may not have been up to during the days of the campaign and the transition. At least curious, especially when the Inspector General report comes out and they talk about in detail about the insurance plan and everything else. Do you think I'll see that? Well, I see one Democrat like Chris Coons find his way to the microphone say, I am disturbed about this. What do you think?
I honestly think you may have a handful of folks that would be willing to step up and say that. Now, it's not good timing for them because if it's negative, you're going into 2020 and they're not going to want to give the president any leeway at all or any credit on that topic. So I think it's going to be really hard. But I do think that there are a couple of people who are sort of statesmanlike. You mentioned Chris Coons, who may say, listen, every American, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican, you should be worried if our intelligence agencies and national law enforcement apparatus is used to spy on a campaign or a political opponent. I mean, that really should scare everybody if it actually happened. So as you said, I mean, we'll get something from the Inspector General. You've got this attorney, U.S. Attorney John Huber's investigation going on. And clearly, Attorney General Barr has committed publicly and privately to the fact that he wants to dig into the origins of this stuff as well. And, you know, last night, the president on with Sean Hannity said, I'm declassifying everything, not just the stuff you mentioned, Sean, stuff we haven't even talked about or you don't know about. I'm declassifying everything. I'm glad I waited till after Mueller because people would have accused me of obstruction, but it's coming. So I think that we're going to have a lot more information in the next few weeks, and it will be interesting to see who steps up and says, if there were, you know, problems, this is a problem. Regardless of party, we can't allow our agencies to operate this way.
I mean, do you remember, Shannon, we weren't on speaking terms then, but do you remember when President Bush was in office and he hired Porter Goss and the CIA and all types of chaos broke loose and things started leaking out about the Bush administration and the war? And the way to stop it, they basically told Bush was to get rid of Porter Goss, and they did. I mean, that was what Senator Schumer was referring to. If you take on the intelligence community, which the president did, they have 50 ways to Sunday to get back at you. The president's actually getting back at them for getting back at him. Perhaps that's the storyline that we're all following.
First of all, I was in kindergarten when that Porter Goss thing happened. But I was a very astute kindergartner, so I know all about it.
Yeah,
they're not joking. I mean, listen, the intelligence agencies are supposed to be completely apolitical, nonpartisan. But we know that, listen, especially here in D.C., people who live and work for the federal government are human beings. They have partisan loyalties. They have candidates they favor or disfavor. I mean, a lot of them, not everybody's a political beast, but most people who live around here have opinions. And so, yeah, you got to take that seriously because they can listen to your phone calls or, you know, track who you're meeting with or what you're doing, dig into your past financial records. I mean, they've got a lot of tools at their fingertips, and you'd be foolish to think otherwise.
So I would think that the President of the United States could be wise to move on from Mueller, fight the investigations, and look on that. However, he just is on the White House lawn moments ago and told is re-litigating the Don McGahn situation when he said to fire Mueller or not fire Mueller. That, to me, is not smart. You're the legal genius, and you have the legal background. I wanted to hang out with my friends instead of going to law school. That's something I have to deal with, but you went to law school. And you found Don McGahn, now all of a sudden, Nadler says, where's the problem? The president disagrees with his former chief counsel. I think we need to bring Don McGahn back. Isn't he hurting his case by keep bringing this up?
Yeah, a lot of folks think, especially with some of these specific points, you leave it alone. If you are going to rest on the Mueller report and say, listen, no obstruction, no collusion, this is what they found, but then you're going to pick apart pieces of it and say, well, this wasn't true or that wasn't true. Either you're down with the Mueller report and you think it clears you, or you're not, because when you start to relitigate factual findings that were in these reports, then you give the House investigators ammunition to say, like, well, he's saying this thing in the Mueller report isn't true. Clearly, it wasn't a clean fact-finding end-all, be-all. So we need to talk to these people now and find out what was true. I mean, you don't want to give them any opening. I think he feels like after, as the attorney general said, he was so furious and frustrated because he knew he hadn't colluded with Russia, and yet he had to listen to this for 2 years. I think he had so much of that that now he wants to just take a victory lap and say, finally, this cloud is off of me. I don't have this over my head anymore. These people who tormented me for 2 years were proven wrong. And I think he's just on such a high with it that he feels a little bit of invincibility. But you don't want to give an opening, if you're him, for congressional investigators to say, like, well, even right. He says the facts aren't correct.
Listen, my lines are jammed, not about those first two topics, which you just
it's
brought to
you.
A brand new level of insight. I brought up this question. I did a feature on Fox and Friends today about youth sports, how they're pricing out our kids, and kids are choosing not to play after ninth grade. I found out, according to my sources, Pete, that you were a cheerleader and played volleyball. Volleyball is rising in terms of participation. So is cheerleading. But are you concerned about our next generation be taking youth sports too serious? It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. It's fun and games for kids. Are you concerned about that, Shannon?
Yeah, I do. When you hear about high schoolers that are thinking about having Tommy John surgery, you know, in baseball, that they're already having those levels of injury. I mean, like, it's gotten so ridiculously competitive, and it is expensive. I remember we would have fundraisers and bake sales and sell wrapping paper. I mean, just funding getting your uniforms and getting to the next level of competition. I mean, it is all-encompassing and all-engrossing. And, I mean, I literally have parents who have children that are in the single digits, like 6, 7 years old, and they're going to the ice rink at 5 a.m. in the morning for their kids to play hockey and have practices. I mean, it's gotten crazy. And, yeah, I mean, my dad's favorite thing when we were kids was get outside. He didn't want us inside laying around and doing stuff. He was like, his own sports program. You know, he was a Marine. He's like, drop and give me 20. Get outside and do something. I mean, he just wanted us to have fresh air and be healthy. But, you know, he wasn't into, you're going to be on 18 traveling teams and it's going to cost me $10,000 a year and you're getting a private coach. I mean, Dad was not down with that. But things have changed. You want your kids to have an opportunity. And if you see a glimmer in them, like, oh, maybe they can go to college on this sport, you're going to get, you know, a little ahead of yourself sometimes, and it can be all-consuming.
This woman can handle anything. Don't be surprised to see it on Fox News at night. Shannon Bream, thanks so much. I look forward to reading Finding the Bright Side.
Thank you, Brian.
Back in a moment. Your call.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
Credit products are issued by WebBank, member FDIC. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Offer valid for loan products 90 days after today. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Okay. 2 days until the first credit card bill's due, and then the next one's on the 12th. Oh, wait, is it the 14th? Oh, and I don't get paid for 2 weeks.
Racking your brain to make credit card payments? Simplify your monthly expenses with a credit card consolidation loan through Avant. Avant helps you consolidate your debt into one fixed monthly payment at a competitive rate. Apply in just minutes. If approved, your funds are deposited as soon as the next business day.
Consolidating the debt has put me back in control of my finances.
To consolidate your credit card debt, go to Avant.com today. You could receive a loan from $2,000 to $35,000. Use promo code 6161, and you'll get a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. Just go to Avant.com and enter promo code 6161. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6161.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Talk. his mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We actually had a lot of support. I mean, I watch you and Tucker, and I watch Laura and you great guys in the morning with Steve and Ainsley and Brian. Brian came a long way. I kid him, but he came a long way. And so many other people.
That was President Trump last night with Sean Hannity. With me right now is Carly Shimkus. Hey, Carly.
Hey, what does he mean you came a long way?
I don't know. I think that he, because I will say if I disagree with him, I don't think he likes that. Even though I pull for the president, I had a chance to know him, I pull for him, but I can't pretend like I agree with everything he does.
I thought you meant in terms of your skill set as a broadcaster.
Is that, Eric, did you perceive it that way?
No. I think you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, no. Because I was going to say,
I can't believe that Carly Shimkus has hurt my feelings.
You've always been A-plus talent. No, I was going to contest what the president said if that were the case.
Let's find out if there's more to know.
More to know with Carly Shimkus.
Okay,
Carly, cue the song. Thank you. All right, Joe Biden's campaign is off to a rocky start. So he announced his presidential run in this video that focused on the Charlottesville riots. But some people that were most affected by that tragedy are now accusing him of exploiting the situation. The former Charlottesville mayor, his name is Dave Norris, he said that he wishes Biden had visited the city before using it in his campaign ad. And the mother of Heather Heyer, who was killed during the attack, appears to agree. She told the Daily Beast, quote, most people do that sort of thing. They capitalize on whatever situation is handy, but other people are embracing it.
I named 10 other things. The Charlottesville thing, I think it was going to force the President Trump to go back and redefine what he meant, which will help Trump in the big picture. I 100% agree. Dumb move. His staffers should have stopped him from doing it. Next, Pierce Bush, grandson of George H.W. Bush, is considering running for Congress in his grandfather's old district. Leaders in our community have encouraged me to run for the 7th District over in Texas. As the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters, I've seen an enormous amount of pain in our community. He wants to help. He's 33, the son of Neil Bush. Don't you think that's great?
Young guy. Yeah, good for him.
Next.
All right. Big weekend at the box office. Avengers Endgame is out. It's already made $300 million globally. That is a record. It's expected to make $900 million in the first weekend. It could very well pass $1 billion. I think it probably will.
Will you watch it?
Yeah, I bought my ticket about a month ago. When it first came out.
You really love the superhero thing.
Oh, yeah. 3 hours long. That is three hours well spent.
I will do it, Carly. If you're going to say it's worth my money.
All right. I'll report back.
Scarlett Johansson says the Democratic Party is broken and revealed she might eventually run for office.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Another celebrity running for office.
Maybe.
That's
do they have the
new.
Guts to do it?
I don't think she's going to run for office. I always wonder why. I mean, even President
Why
don't Trump,
I agree with listen, your stories,
he,
but you disagree
he
with
had
mine?
This, that's, no, I'm not disagreeing. I feel like it's a very noble cause, but you're this beloved figure, and then you run for office, half the country hates you. I don't understand why people do it.
I'm going to end with my third topic. You ready? Yeah. Just a question to Carly Shimkus. Sports. Youth sports. Are you concerned it's getting out of control? It's a $17 billion industry. Less kids are playing. 70% quit by ninth grade. It's put too much pressure on parent families. 10% of untaxed incomes go to youth sports. What do you think?
I am concerned that my children, my future children personally, won't be interested because of, video games and sitting down and social media. I think the more sports kids play, absolutely the better.
Are you worried it's becoming professionalized?
Oh.
People making profits.
Yes, and I am outraged over it.
Thank you, Carly Shimkus.
How dare they?
On behalf of your future kids, they thank their mom for being so outraged on their future behalf.
Thank you. Appreciate
Stay
it.
Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload, but what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Talk.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump was in Green Bay, Wisconsin Saturday night for his latest Make America Great Again rally, and White House correspondent Greg Clugston was on hand. He files this report.
The president has come here to the Upper Midwest on the same night of the White House Correspondents Association dinner back in Washington. He's had a long-running feud with the press, and he's skipping the event for the third year in a row. Here in Wisconsin, the president told supporters there's no place he'd rather be tonight. Mr. Trump also mourned the loss of life in the shooting at a synagogue in Southern California and condemned anti-Semitism and hate. Greg Clugston with the president in Green Bay.
One woman's dead, three others injured, including a child and a rabbi, after a gunman opened fire in a synagogue in Poway, California, about 20 miles north of San Diego. Mayor Steve Voss says the act does not define his city.
This is not Poway. The Poway I know comes together as we did just a few weeks ago at an interfaith event. We always walk with our arms around each other, and we will walk through this tragedy with our arms around each other.
A 19-year-old man was taken into custody shortly after the shooting. He's suspected of opening fire inside the building on the last day of Passover. The shooting comes just 6 months to the day. 11 people were killed in a shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. A manhunt in Tennessee for a possible armed suspect after authorities found five bodies in two homes in Sumner County. Four of the bodies were found in one home, while the fifth victim was found in another. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation believes the two scenes are related. Sumner County is just northeast of Nashville and borders Kentucky. The scenes are near the town of Westmoreland. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Family physician Dr. Charles Snyderman has news about air quality across the United States.
The American Lung Association, ALA, released their 20th annual analysis of air quality across the U.S. More than 4 in 10 of us live where air pollution levels are often dangerous, according to ALA. You can get data on the zip code where you live at www.lung.org. You can compare your air to any other state and county. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
A controlled demolition took down two 500-foot cooling towers from Massachusetts' last coal-fired power plant. The demo took place early Saturday morning at the former Brayton Point Station in Somerset. The plant had burned coal since 1963 and closed its doors in 2017. Saturday birthdays included West Virginia Governor Jim Justice, who turned 68. News and analysis at townhall.com. A political consultant who pleaded guilty in a pay-to-play scheme in which two Pennsylvania mayors were convicted has been sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Mike Fleck also received 3 years of supervised release Friday in federal court in Allentown. The FBI has said Fleck was at the center of a scheme in which the mayors of Allentown and Redding traded city contracts for campaign donations. Fleck pleaded guilty in 2016 to bribery, extortion, and tax evasion. Former Allentown Mayor Ed Palowski was sentenced in October to 15 years in prison. Former Reading Mayor Vaughn Spencer received 8 years Wednesday. Patrick Foss reporting.
Hamilton, the exhibition, opened Saturday in a temporary building on Chicago's northerly island along Lake Michigan. Producers are touting the attraction as a 360-degree immersive experience to accompany Hamilton the musical, set to debut in the Windy City. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Shasta High's award-winning music department celebrates its 50th musical with the full theatrical production of The Little Mermaid, presented like Reading has never seen. All shows are at the beautiful David Marr Theater in Reading, May 2nd through the 4th and 9th through the 11th, featuring beloved songs such as Part of Your World, Under the Sea, Kiss the Girl, and many more. This classic tale with its heartwarming characters is one of the most celebrated Broadway musicals ever. For ticketing information or to see what they have planned as they celebrate 50 years of musical excellence, visit ShastaHighChoir.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I got some good news. The economy grew at 3.2%. That means the whole country's feeling it in some level. Call in and tell me how you feel. That news is relatively new. The president has to be pleased by it. I just find it hard to believe that people are going to find a reason to run it down. Again, 1-866-408-7669. Missed you for the last 4 days. Glad to be back today. We'll be here for the foreseeable future. So there's so much going on. I've been keeping up with it. I know you have too. So before we welcome in Geraldo, do a simulcast with Varney and Company and get to all your calls. The lines have been jammed for over an hour. And Zachary Woods, one of the great young political and social minds out there today. Zachary Wood, I should say. Let's get started.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
It's $17 billion a year industry and growing. It's more than the NFL. I've heard of polls being taken on Facebook. What's the best baseball cities? Trying to look to where to relocate my 8-year-old.
Youth sports, an all-important part of growing up, right? But the chance to play can come at an exorbitant cost. Year-round training programs, travel equipment, facilities, hotels, coaching fees. It's gotten out of control. People are making a ton of money off your kids, and the parents' determination to make sure their kids have every advantage. Who's going to say stop the madness? Turns out kids are. 70% quit by ninth grade. That's got to stop.
Number two.
These were the two that talked about the insurance policy just in case Hillary Clinton loses. And now they're trying to infiltrate the administration to really, it's a coup. It's spying. It's everything that you could imagine.
Yeah, there it is. The President of the United States talking about Strzok Page and new text messages that have just come to surface. They are emerging now. FBI perhaps looking to infiltrate Trump's campaign, it seems, when it turned into the president-elect or almost his administration. Well, Dems also show at least a curiosity now whether the FBI had turned on the executive branch. One can hope, as Republicans Grassley, Graham, and Johnson promised new scrutiny.
Number one.
But if we give Donald Trump 8 years in the White House, he will forever and fundamentally alter the character of this nation, who we are. And I cannot stand by and watch that happen.
Really? Joe Biden, so unhappy with his original incarnation of his campaign launch. He made them redo the video and delayed the launch an additional day. He decided to include Charlottesville, and man, that's blown up in his face. He wanted to talk to the president being socially, racially insensitive, being pro-white supremacist, and that's just not the case. And we know the president, if he just played down his remarks and tempered his remarks, they would understand that. If you remember back in Charlottesville, what took place that day, it was people defending the Robert E. Lee statue, but not necessarily the Confederates in the war, but of our history. And there were other people there who said, take it down, it's offensive. It's worthy of a discussion, especially when it comes to civil war. But our war on history is not going to stop unless we can start standing up for our heritage, which was less than perfect. But I have news for you. Nobody listening right now or speaking is perfect. So a riot ensued. White supremacist, despicable human beings, skinheads, led the charge. Somebody got killed. No one can excuse that. But the president said it. There were good people on both sides, not meaning the Nazis, obviously, went on to say, but meaning those people who were defending Robert E. Lee and his legacy, which was sterling up into the Civil War, the Mexican War, Penn State, West Point, tops in his class. So listen to what Biden, as we welcome in Araldo in a second. So, Araldo, I want you to hear this. Listen to which Biden included in his launch video. Cut to.
With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime.
Really? Well, it turns out the woman's parents who got killed that day, run over by that that terrorist, they're unhappy about it. Charlottesville's unhappy they're being used in his ad. And the president is now being forced to do something he should have done 2 years ago, define his position. He just did.
And if you look at what I said, you will see that that question was answered perfectly. And I was talking about people that went because they felt very strongly about the monument to Robert E. Lee, a great general. Whether you like it or not, he was one of the great generals. I've spoken to many generals here, right at the White House, and many people thought of the generals. They think that he was maybe their favorite general. People were there protesting the taking down of the monument of Robert E. Lee. Everybody knows that.
And not the skinheads and Nazis. Everybody knows that. And, Araldo, you know that. You know this president personally. But he never fundamentally defined what he meant. And this forced him to do it. Do you agree that Biden made a mistake doing that?
No, I don't know. I think Biden's mistake is waiting so long to get into the race that he's already an afterthought. No, even though he's leading, I think he's leading just out of, muscle memory, reflex, just because people know his name so well. But I don't think you can whitewash the president, to use an expression, quite as vigorously as you just did, Brian. I believe that he did not fully appreciate how distinctive Nazis are from all the other protesters, violent protesters, anarchists, Antifa. You know, when you become a Nazi and you say Jews.
No, but he wasn't defending them. The Nazis. There were people there that weren't Nazis.
I know he was, and maybe he didn't want to in his heart, but he was very sloppy in the way he responded, and he could have done better. And as you pointed out, and as he has finally done, he's explained his position, and which I think is very logical. It's reasonable. Anyone who diminishes the stature of Robert E. Lee, certainly before the insurrection, the Civil War, just doesn't know military history. He was the best of the fighting generals, with the possible exception of Ulysses S. Grant, who had far more resources than he did. But I think the president, generally speaking, and don't you agree, was confident and competent, seemed competent. He's more presidential now than he's ever been. Now things that have, with Russiagate, are clearly heading his way. I think you're going to see, the growth, the economy growing.
3.2%
in the first quarter, even though we had a government shutdown. I think that he's going to be riding high. I saw he's at 50% in a couple of polls. I think he's going to do fine.
Well, put it this way. After the Mueller report came out, he dropped to 39 on one. But he's going to work his way back up. He always does. But can he get past 45, 47, 48? Now, I want you to hear. Remember when, Bright, the economy's now growing at 3.2%. Remember in December, your stocks, everybody's stocks went down, right? They said, uh-oh, look out for the recession. What's the president going to do? The recession is in the rearview mirror. No one's even forecasting a slump. They say the first quarter was going to be the worst. It's at 3.2%. Remember when President Obama said this?
When somebody says that he's going to bring all these jobs back, well, how exactly are you going to do that? What are you going to do? There's no answer to it. He just says, well, I'm going to negotiate a better deal. Well, how exactly are you going to negotiate that? What magic wand do you have? And usually the answer is he doesn't have an answer.
USMCA is done. It's got to get approved. It's got some work to do. And now we could be on the precipice of doing a China deal, and no one doubts the job numbers. No one doubts the growth numbers. Does he have a magic wand, or is he lucky?
I think, yeah, his magic wand is a basic business competence that has been sorely lacking in the political chattering class. He's a guy who has made money. And, you cannot argue with success, Brian. In a world where the economy was mushy, ours is the envy of the entire planet. When you have 3.2% growth, that means – employers are adding jobs. They're expanding. There are fewer workers available. That means wages go up as competition for labor intensifies. So this is a rising tide. It's lifting all boats. And I think it is impossible for him – not impossible. Nothing is impossible. But it would be extremely difficult for any Democrat to make the case that Trump has not been a gigantic success. I mean – he passed criminal justice reform, for goodness sake. The Republican did that, eliminating mandatory minimums or really reducing them, putting in these job training and educational rehab programs in prison. You know, he did something that Barack Obama could not do.
Because he couldn't get Republican support. He dragged Republicans. He dragged Republicans with that. Hey, Geraldo, I know you're capable of answering this question because you interviewed for my book when we first met. The games do count, what youth sports meant. You and I didn't go pro, but we believe sports helped shape us. The professionalization of youth sports, I think, is destroying it. I'm seeing it now with my kids. I'm lucky enough to afford it, but I know so many people that can't, with the travel, with the hotels, with the fees, with the equipment, with paying coaches. Listen to David Jervis. He is he's the senior director of youth programs in the MLS. Cut 41.
I think what's happened in the last 10 years is that everything's become professionalized, professional coaches, more equipment, better facilities. What we do see is that kids from probably lower income areas, they may not always have the same accessibility to the best facilities, to the best coaches, to the best programs.
So, I mean, kids in the inner city are not going to be able to do it. If you're a stud, you'll get found. What about the average kids? What about the kids that are just good? They're totally screwed in today's environment. I'm seeing it every day.
You're still coaching. I'm proud of you for that. I mean, because you're such a big mogul now. The fact that you can find time to do that, I think, is very impressive, Brian.
But I don't take money. Any coaching I do, I don't take money, and that's why I'm having trouble doing it these days.
It's an amazing drain. Look at Sean with his two children who are great tennis players. He and his wife, Jill, have to be flying them everywhere, and expending all that money. The other thing is the pressure on kids to go pro early and not get educations. I think it is inevitable that you're going to have payola with the best of the amateur athletes are scooped up by these recruitment outfits. Give them money some surreptitious way through their parents or something. It's sad. I mean, when I was co-captain of West Babylon High School's football team, it was like the seminal moment in my life. I was so proud of it. I was 147 pounds. Our linemen were, 170. Our big receivers were 6 feet tall. Now you just go to high school and you see, these high schools, how intense the competition is. The linemen are 220. The running backs are 180. They're heading for college and beyond. Basketball players, they're recruiting these kids from sixth grade now, seventh grade. And what does the average athlete? My daughter, Sol, so frustrated in swimming because the kids were, so many were better than her. She's turned to golf now. She's a golfer.
She's already
better than me.
Yeah, but what I love is that she's participating. 7 in 10 kids quit by ninth grade. And you told your parents, Mom, I need a $2,000 check to play football, soccer, volleyball, or basketball, my parents would have said, you're playing town league or you're not playing at all. And then you're not playing with your friends, you decide not to play. What would your parents, who were working in a diner, have said to you if you said, I need $2,000 to go play my sport?
Well, my dad didn't have $2,000 probably saved most of his life. He never made more than $10,000 a year. I don't think he could ever amass that kind of cash for something frivolous as sports.
You'd be
never
out.
Would have been part of my life. Never would have been part of my life.
Right. I mean, you pay the lacrosse coach, to pay these coaches, and now, for example, 2 weekends ago, two of my kids in the same tournament in different hotels. I'm not complaining. I'm worried about people that grew up in my youth situation. My parents would have said, you're not going. And then my coaches would have said, you can't be on the team. And then we find out it's happening across the country. So the next Magic Johnson's got no problems. But the next average player has a huge problem. And I think it's got to stop. I just don't know how you stop it.
It is when you think about it. It's part of the same mindset that led to the Lori Loughlin, buying your kids admission into college. It's like that old Dylan song, the rich will live and the poor will die. I think that you're going to see categories of people much more stratified if they don't change that.
Yeah.
If you don't have material assets, you're going to be denied an awful lot of experiences that will come in. With otherwise coming handy in your adult life, no doubt about it.
Right. So Geraldo, you stand with me. And believe it or not, talk radio. Out of all the topics from Biden to the economy, guess what my lines are packed with?
What?
Sports.
This one?
Youth sports.
Right, so
$17 billion industry.
Yeah, it is. It's gigantic.
Good. All right,
well, you're good at it.
Today I'd be out of luck. Back then I was able to play because parents didn't even go to your games. They just said, go, come back in 2 hours, ride there on your bike.
That's my
now they say, call an Uber.
Little League.
Thanks a lot, Geraldo.
My bike home. All right, see you, Brian.
Pick up the Geraldo Show. It's a book that's still great to read. 1-866-408-7669. Your calls are next.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's Program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds, living in harmony and peace. A city with free ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it and see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, we're back, everybody. I promise to get some calls. They're going to go simulcast on FBN. So you see us on Fox Nation all the time. You'll see us on Fox Business Network with the great Stuart Varney shortly. So that'll be his chance to simulcast. And then Zach Wood will be with us, assistant curator for TED Talks. And he's also a best-selling author, African-American liberal young man who decided he wants to hear all sides. Can you imagine that? Alan, listening on WTRW in Cranton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Alan.
Hey, how you doing?
We just talked about this $17 billion youth sports industry that most people relate to and shake their heads on. What can we do about it?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm a coach. I coach four different sports. Right now, we're right in lacrosse. I coach the third and fourth grade level. And last year, I had eight kids. Because of the cost of lacrosse equipment. I think you said your kids play it as well, so you know. So it would be roughly $300 to $400 for a mediocre set of gear. So this year, what could I do about it is I ended up I'm blessed being in the gas industry, so the good Lord blessed me with some good salary. So I go ahead and purchased a bunch of used equipment, and I went from eight kids to 20 kids this year.
Wow. That's great. I mean, I cannot tell you how much I spend. I'm not complaining. I like doing it. But I didn't even ask the parents for maybe a third of the expenses, you know, maybe more in certain cases. They just didn't have it.
They don't, you know, and so I wanted to touch base on a little bit of your comment with, you know, how everybody or the perception is everybody is trying. I think they got the next Saquon Barkley or whatever for football, you know. I have a little bit different outlook on it. I'm a parent who, me and my wife, we suffered through two daughters who were heroin addicts. And so coming out of that, and God bless them, they're, you know, they've made it. Our drive isn't to make an NFL player or isn't to, you know, get somebody in college on a huge scholarship. Our drive is to keep kids occupied so that nobody puts a needle in their arm.
And that's
so
my approach,
that's
too.
Why
these parents want it back in scholarship, though.
Yep. It's just that's what drives us here. I don't see an awful lot of it. Sometimes you see it more in, like, girls softball here in
Absolutely.
North
PA. Al, thanks for what you do. That's awesome as you volunteer. I'm glad your daughters are okay. We come back a simulcast with Stuart Varney. Back in a moment.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. At Auschwitz, it was known as selection. When trainloads of new prisoners arrived, the Nazi SS selected who would do hard labor and who would be sent to the gas chamber. In 2016, Reinhold Hanning stood trial in Germany for his role as a guard at Auschwitz. Hanning claimed he had nothing to do with selection, that he couldn't see it going on from his guard post. Prosecutors turned to 21st century technology to obtain justice for the 20th century horror. In what's believed to be a courtroom first, jurors were outfitted with virtual reality headsets. They looked at a composition of old photos, blueprints, and laser scans, and were able to essentially see what Hanning saw, establishing that he was in position to take part in selecting who would be murdered.
Auschwitz-Birkenau.
There's a new documentary about the trial. It's called Nazi VR. Reinhold Hanning was convicted of taking part in the deaths of 170,000 people. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
The Brian Kilmeade Show joins the Fox Business Network's Varney & Company with Stuart Varney, live on your radio and on the Fox Business Network. Here's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. In a moment, we're going to speak to Zachary R. Wood. His brand new book, his book is out on paperback for the first time. It's called Uncensored, My Life in Uncomfortable Conversations at the Intersection of Black and White America. And I got to talk to Stuart Varney now because I promised him. He's on FBN right now, the number one show in Fox Business, not only that, in business television, period. And we got a few things to talk about, including the rollout of one Joe Biden and the big draft last night, and who had the number one pick, the number two pick overall, that's creating some controversy over in San Francisco. So we'll be discussing some of that, and then we'll take your phone calls at 1-866-408-7669. So let's listen in.
That time on a Friday morning when we join Brian Kilmeade, who is the host of the Brian Kilmeade Radio Show. Brian, good to see you again.
Yeah.
I want to talk football.
Okay.
You know the story. Bosa, Mr. Bosa, the football player who deleted his pro-Trump tweets ahead of the draft because he was worried he might have to go to San Francisco, a hotbed of anti-Trump feeling. Well, he was drafted by the San Francisco 49ers. Where does that leave him now, Brian?
Well, I mean, he's got some blowback already with some of the fans saying, you know, why was he drafted here? He doesn't want to be here, because he was very critical of Colin Kaepernick because he says, I'm a Trump supporter. And then he was told by his agent and others, you got to get rid of those tweets. I might get drafted by San Francisco. And he said as much. He got drafted by San Francisco. According to reports, not only do they lead the nation in homeless, they lead the nation in liberals. One Speaker Pelosi calls that home. So he's getting blowback as a player because who he supports as a president. But it's not like he's Ben Affleck supporting Al Gore. He's just somebody that just tweeted that out that he liked the president. I mean, Tom Brady basically doesn't even bring up the president, even though they're friends. You know, you don't see Bill Belichick talking much about it. There's just no upside to doing it. It's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's just sad that you've got such a politicized game called football. I mean, who needs that? I just want to see the game played properly and well. That's what I want.
And you like personal stories more than anything else. And you know Bosa is a guy whose his brother was drafted number one in the first round. He was drafted number one, and his dad was. That's the true life defensive Manning story that we should be talking about today, not who drafted him or who the Giants drafted, which is a whole other story for another network.
Yes, it is. Okay. I'm going to switch gears on you. A Massachusetts judge has been indicted. Allegedly, she let an illegal immigrant evade ICE, snuck him out the back door, closed the courtroom down so he could escape. She's been indicted. I know you've been covering this for Fox News. What's the latest on this, and what do you think about it?
I mean, the latest is she's been indicted, and she says this is pure politics because they got the guy back. No, this is a great message. You're 51 years old. You're a judge. You know better. You have an important position. If someone has to teach you the law, you're not some guy or some woman with instinct saying, get out the back door. It's my cousin. I see the cops are coming to the front door. It's somebody you know ICE is looking for. And not only are people trying to, in the political process, trying to keep ICE away, now they're trying to save those here illegally who ICE wants to get for a reason. Not just because they're here illegally, there's a transgression that they have to pursue. So I think it's a great message sent in a city that often defies immigration rules. I think
we're being invaded, and I think the Democrats will pay a political price for objecting to border security and the removal of ICE. Quickly, before you go, I want to ask you about this. Boston Celtics legend John Havlicek has passed at 79. To me, that's the end of an era. What say you?
Absolutely. I mean, the guy won 9 championships with the Celtics, was drafted by the Browns, could have been a great wide receiver or defensive or tight end. I would say this about John Havlicek. There are players that play, and you go, well, you're good for your era, but you'd never make it in this era. You never say that about John Havlicek. Not only was he clutch, but he was durable and had great endurance. The guy never came out with the best team in basketball year after year. And he would often say things that I could see plays before they happen. If you watch his sense on the court, that sense of vision, you only dream about. If anyone competes in sports and wondered why that other guy is always open or the other woman's always open, why they always know when to shoot, that's a seventh and eighth sense that we can't relate to. Havlicek had it. He also exuded this thing called class. So I think his teammates loved him as much as the fans.
That is so important. Class. Right. You've got to have it. All right, Brian, thanks very much for joining us. We'll see you again real soon.
Thanks for having me, Stuart.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now let's talk to Zach. Zach, I saw you shaking your head while I was just on FBN. Thanks, everyone. We're back on Fox Nation. Zach Earl Woods here, assistant curator for TED Talk. He's a Robert L. Bartley Fellow at the Wall Street Journal and a class of 2018 graduate of Williams College. And right away came out with a book, Uncensored, My Life and Uncomfortable Conversations at the Intersection of Black and White America, now available on paperback. So, Zach, as somebody who grew up, you said you had really two upbringings, right? You went to a white school later, early on working class as an African-American. So you got to see a perspective that very few see.
Absolutely. And, I mean, one thing about it is you're seeing two different sides in some sense of America. And so one thing it did for me was it helped me try to find ways to bridge certain divides in cultural and political understandings.
And you've done that, and you showed it at Williams, where you did this horrible thing where you would be in charge of booking speakers. And you had just as much interest in booking people that agree with you that didn't, and you couldn't believe that was a story.
Exactly. I mean, the thing was, you know, I got there, and you think Williams College, top educational institution.
Should be an Ivy.
Exactly. People are going to want to debate. Right. Not exactly the case. Issues of race, issues of class, gender, people tiptoe. They tread carefully. And so I tried to find ways to counter that.
So when I tell you about this story, you just heard me shaking your head. I saw you shaking your head while I was speaking. Nick Bosa gets drafted number 2 overall to the San Francisco 49ers. 2 weeks ago, he deleted his whole history of Twitter because he was supportive of Trump. And he's already gotten backlash from fans in San Francisco.
Right.
Nothing to do with football.
So here's my thing. sports is one of those things in our society that is supposed to be fun. It's competitive. It unites us, right? I mean, football is like America's sport, right? When that becomes politicized and we can no longer enjoy that as something that brings us together, I mean, we are really in a bad state.
I think so. I mean, the fact is he had to do what they said for a reason. Now, if he ran as basically the running mate, like Nick Mangold is best friends with the Trump family. He was a former offensive lineman with the Jets for years, not a big name. So people might say, well, I associated with the Donald Trump, and in the Jet locker room might be an issue. This guy doesn't even know anybody in the 49ers right now whose family is legend in the NFL. So he's going to have to deal with that. But what do you think it's going to be like in the locker room? Because for some reason they perceive President Trump as racially insensitive.
Well, what I would hope is that that's their job. They love the game. And I would hope that they can focus on trying to win, trying to work together cohesively, trying to bring him into the team and make that a smooth transition. There are already going to be a number of hurdles whenever you're drafted and whenever you're playing at that level. But what I hope is that politics doesn't get in the way of what they're actually there to do, what they love doing.
So I had a chance to host a show with Jim Brown for about 4 years, still friends with him. And in the 60s, you know, he, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, then Lew Alcindor, used to stand up for racial equality, used to stand up for civil rights all the time. So they were involved. He was outraged because I was with him when Jordan was on the rise. He said, Jim Brown was mad at Michael Jordan for not doing more with his fame. Right. And now we're mad at some athletes to come out and stand up and say, I don't like the president or I do like the president. Right. What's the right balance there?
You know, I think it's an individual choice, right? I think one of the great things about America is that that's a part of individual liberty. It is great to be engaged as a citizen, and that's part of our participatory democracy. But there are many ways of doing that. You can do it as a journalist. You can do it as an athlete. You can do it as a public figure. You can do it as a novelist or writer. I don't think there should be an obligation for celebrities, for actors, for athletes to be engaged in political issues, but I think it can certainly be of value when they are and when they do it thoughtfully.
So, in other words, if you have somebody who's famous and important, right, and you have kids looking up to them, I guess you can only speak for yourself. But, Zach, if that was you, would you feel an obligation to speak out as a very successful, famous black man to this country?
I certainly would. I mean, but I like being engaged in political conversations. I like being in the action. I like being on the scene. And so I would probably definitely use the platform that I had in as many ways as I could to express my views on various issues.
But you don't judge people that don't?
No, I don't. I actually understand why they don't. I mean, social media can be a storm. And we see it left and right. People who say that they support the president. People who say that. Even people who just said when he had his meeting in North Korea a while back that they wished him the best, that they hoped that would go well. I thought that was something where Americans could come together and say, we are rooting for America here. Even that, what's the result? Character assassination on Twitter. That's what happens to people. So I completely understand why folks don't want to engage.
So over the last few days, something I never expected. Kate Smith would be in the news.
Yeah.
A singer known for singing God Bless America, who has some statements that are pro, we should get along and we preach tolerance, sang a song that we look at in the 1920s wasn't, but now obviously racially insensitive, that Bing Crosby sang and others sang. And now they are taking down her statue and stop playing her music at Yankee Stadium and in Philadelphia, where she propelled the Flyers to 3 Stanley Cups. Yep. What's your reaction to this?
The thing about that is that there is no talented person in history. There is no accomplished person, no person worth knowing or studying or reading about that did not make mistakes, that did not have flaws, that was not a complicated human being. Even if we go to the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, are we going to rename Washington, D.C.?
That's what the president said.
We would never do that, right? So, I mean, my thing is, I think it's very important for us to acknowledge figures in their full complexity.
So, in other words, leave the statue up.
Leave the statue.
If you want to put a plaque next to that statue that said Thomas Jefferson had X amount of slaves and on his and Monticello.
Right.
It's there.
I mean, and it's
for doesn't mean he didn't write the Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. For me, it's saying here are the incredible contributions to democracy that Thomas Jefferson made. But the important thing is that when we're discussing him in history courses in middle school and high school and college, that a part of that discussion is, okay, well, here were some of the shortcomings. Here were some of the drawbacks. And this is why we should understand that simply making a mistake doesn't mean you can't make a positive difference in society. I think that when we see historical figures as people who do no wrong, we're doing ourselves a disservice.
So Joe Biden comes out. We want to talk about this in the next segment. But Joe Biden comes out, and when he in his launch video, he decides to launch Charlottesville. And in it, he uses the video of the crash and that killed a young lady. He also uses video of skinheads and Nazis. Cut to.
With those words, the President of the United States assigned a moral equivalence between those spreading hate and those of the courage to stand against it. And in that moment, I knew the threat to this nation was unlike any I had ever seen in my lifetime.
Because he famously said there were good people on both sides. What the president was referring to is there are people who like our traditions, didn't want to take the statue down, not the Nazis, but as usual, the president winging it got himself in more trouble. So with that, the president just answered Joe Biden this way.
And if you look at what I said, you will see that that question was answered perfectly. And I was talking about people that went because they felt very strongly about the monument to Robert E. Lee, a great general. Whether you like it or not, he was one of the great generals. I've spoken to many generals here, right at the White House, and many people thought of the generals. They think that he was maybe their favorite general. People were there protesting the taking down of the monument of Robert E. Lee. Everybody knows that.
Not the Nazis. What's your reaction?
So I got to be honest with you, Brian. I think the president miscalculated during in the aftermath of Charlottesville. Because if you're thinking, you know, you're the president of the United States, there are certain things that you want to frame them very carefully. You already understand that.
Absolutely.
It's divisive. And I think he got himself in stuck between a rock and a hard place.
But if you play the rest of the comments down, for me, on a race situation like this,
right?
I thought, why even have the press conference? The chief of staff, General Kelly, don't do it. He's like, no, I'm going to go downstairs.
Exactly.
I'm going to do
it. Right.
But he knows he would never say Nazis had a good point.
Right.
What he was trying to say is the people that want to preserve tradition, who grew up in Virginia,
right,
knows that Lee was related to Washington, married into the family.
Right.
He made a terrible decision and turned
right
down the Union and goes to the South. They put up those signs. So you've simply said this. I can understand the sensitivity to a Confederate statue,
yeah,
to a general that was part of the killing of tens of thousands of people. But I'm not going to diminish what he did prior to that and afterwards.
No,
Lincoln
absolutely
also had way wanted to end Robert E. Lee.
Right.
So did Ulysses S. Grant. Says, take your swords, take your horses, repatriate, no retribution. I think Civil War statues are a conversation. The president was
exactly
ham-headed, too raw about it.
Right.
But I just thought, Joe Biden bringing it up, and thought to myself, why is that your first shot?
It's politics.
You know.
All right, we're going to talk about the Democratic field with Zach Earl Wood. You got to pick up his book. It really gives you great perspective on race and more and life. Uncensored, My Life and Uncomfortable Conversations at the Intersection of Black and White America. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditka. Some days, even Iron Mike feels a little rusty, so I turn to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort, and more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling bad. Blue Emu works fast and won't stink.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Are you tired of the nightmare of trading in a market that feels rigged? Don't you just want to see your account balance grow and not feel so anxious about every single trade? Well, it's time you discovered the Money Press. The Money Press uses the new weekly options and market forces already taking place to create your very own growth and income printing press. If consistent weekly income and spending 20 minutes a week at your computer is your thing, then you've got to check out this real proof from my real brokerage account. Go to paycheckproof.com. You'll be able to watch a 7-minute video detailing how it's done. The best part is you can start small and go at your own pace. If making an extra $3,000 to $5,000 per month has prevented you from being able to retire, you definitely need to know about this. Even if you've been lazy and unlucky in the past, let me prove to you how the Money Press will work for you. Go to paycheckproof.com to see the video. That's paycheckproof.com.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditka. Some days, even Iron Mike feels a little rusty, so I turn to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Blue Emu works fast and won't stink.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you support reparations for slavery?
I haven't seen a proposal for a cash transfer that people would be able to come together around and view as fair, but I absolutely believe that we need to have some kind of accounting for the persistent racial inequities today that are there by design because of past and present racism.
That was Pete Buttigieg, the mayor from South Bend. Let's add Zachary R. Wood that. Zach's got a book out now on paperback, Uncensored, My Live and Uncomfortable Conversation at the Intersection of Black and White America. Zachary, where do you stand on reparations?
So first, I think Mayor Pete, he handled that question well. Personally, I don't think that it's feasible economically. There is just no way to go about doing that in a way that's fair or just or even. And so, you know, I understand the impulse there, but I think affirmative action was a form of reparations. I think, and there's a scholar, John McWhorter, who's written a lot about this. He's at Columbia University. We have already taken steps in the way of reparations, so I don't think we need to try to find a way to cut everyone a check.
What would be a good way of addressing what's left of race inequities in our country?
So I think well-targeted jobs training programs. I think that, you know, for right now, I think we still need affirmative action. I would like to see it a bit more dynamic, and I'd like to make sure that it's sensible. which is to say that the measures that are being taken aren't based on just a need for quotas, and that we're not dropping standards from here to here, but that we're trying to give people an opportunity to receive an education who wouldn't have it otherwise.
Let me tell you what I got. I got the reality for the first time. When this whole admission scandal broke with the Hollywood stars and everybody, all these rich people, I saw blacks on campus going, see, I told you. Stop looking at us as I'm only here because I'm filling a quota. Yeah. I never thought that's how students felt. I never took time to think about that. Is that when you're in a great college like Williams or Yale, do African-Americans say to themselves, I wonder how people are looking at me. Do they know I got a 99 GPA and a near-perfect SAT?
So I'll tell you, it is a real concern. You think, you know, because everyone knows, even people who don't know the details of the arguments for and against affirmative action know about this thing called affirmative action. And so when you're, you know, I'll speak for myself. As a black student at Williams College, there is this concern that, you know, will people think I'm here because of affirmative action when I have always been a diligent student, when I've always gone above and beyond. And so you feel like you've got to prove.
Interesting.
You know, it's tough.
And I guess on some degree, athletes.
Athletes, too.
Yeah, oh, athletes are like, oh, yeah, you know why I'm here. Like Duke?
Exactly. Yeah.
You try to get into Duke without being able to play a sport. Zachary Elwood, congratulations on your book out on paperback. It's bendable and cheaper. Go get it. Yeah. Uncensored is out. Zach, thanks.
Thank you.
Continued success.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload, but what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PERFORM to 79645. That's PERFORM.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.